You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
It's the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show from People's Natural Gas Field in Altoona. We're ready to go for game one of this six-game series between the Altoona Curve and your Bowie Bay Sox. Good afternoon and welcome. Matt Sabatis with you from Altoona, Pennsylvania. And boy, oh boy, it was just such a refreshing Sunday for Bowie to close out that 12-game homestand at Prince George's Stadium. A massive win over the Erie Seawolves, 13-2, one of their largest wins of the season. They slapped a season-high 17 hits and picked up consecutive wins for the first time in about 3 weeks since they had swept that doubleheader against the Harrisburg Senators on May 8th. But it was such a good day for Bowie, just wire to wire. Great pitching from Antonio Velez, 5 shutout innings, good bullpen work from Adam Stauffer and Morgan McSweeney, and then just great offense from every single batter in the lineup. Jordan Westberg played well at the top of the lineup. Gunnar Henderson drew another walk and scored another run, adding on to his league-leading totals in both categories. Hudson Haskins scored a couple of runs. Maverick Handley had a 3-hit game. Joey Ortiz drove in another run after already collecting a career-high 4 RBI the night before. There's just so much clicking for Bowie right now. Everything is going in the right direction for them to go on a big run and hopefully start to win a handful of games and maybe get a division that has started to pull away from them ever so slightly for now, but still with plenty of time left to play here in the first half of the season. Let's get you set up for this one as Bowie comes in for game number 44 on the year, a 16-27 record with a 2-game winning streak. They're 3-7 over their last 10 and 5-12 when playing on the road. The Bay Sox are 10 games out of first place at the moment, 6th overall in the Southwest Division. The Altoona Curve come in for game number 46 on the season, a 22-13 record. They have lost their last 2. They did finish out a 4-2 series with the Harrisburg Senators. They did pick up a 6-game winning streak, but as I said, They've lost the last two. The Curve are 6-4 over the last 10 and 11-10 when playing here at People's Natural Gas Field. They are 5 games out of first place at the moment. That's 4th overall in the Southwest Division. They're 2 games from their closest opponent, and that's Richmond, who is 24-21 on the year. Your starting pitching matchup for today's game, it's Cameron Mojinski going for Altoona with Drew Rahm going for Bowie. Mojinski, 8 appearances all starts. He's gone 0-2 this year with a 4.30 ERA, 29 and a third innings of work. He struck out 32 and walked 15. Now, he's a prize pitching prospect for the Pirates. Little alliteration there. As he's dealt with some injury in his professional career, a little bit in his collegiate career too. He had a foot injury when he was pitching at South Carolina that sidelined him for 2019, and he's been having nagging shoulder issues here in his professional career that have really just hampered him putting together consistent outings. He did hit the IL for a brief stint at the start of this month, as we are on the last day of May. He hit the IL for a brief stint at the start of the month, and since he's come back, he hasn't been able to even finish 4 innings. He's gone through some very long plate appearances. Scouts have really said that he doesn't have a suitable swing and miss pitch just yet, and that's something that he's really been trying to work on, and it's hard to do that when you have to work so inconsistently. And we all know how Bowie works so well, running up plate appearances, running up the pitch counts, and knocking pitchers out early. That could be another case of what happens today with Mojinski. On to Drew Rahm, 6 appearances and 6 starts for the left-hander, a 2-1 record and a 4.76 ERA, 22 and two-thirds innings of work for him with 27 strikeouts and 7 walks. He was on a pitch limit his last time out. Remember, it was his first appearance in about 3 weeks when the Bay Sox were facing off against Erie, and Rahm only made it into the third inning and it allowed a couple of home runs. They were the only 2 home runs he'd given up all season. So as long as he just keeps his pitches mixed well, he's already got that deep arsenal of deliveries, whether it be coming from different arm slots or throwing what's essentially 5 different pitches, he should still be able to pitch fine. Just keep, you know, keep the mix mixed and stay confident with it. I see no reason why he won't be able to get the weak contact that you really, really want. Because this is an Altoona team that really makes a lot of contact, and that's what's very, very notable, is because they lead the entire Eastern League in just total hits, and they are top 3 in OPS. So you need to be careful with it, but you can use it to your advantage to pick up the weak contact. We'll see what Rahm can go with as he has to dance with Cameron Mojinski and the Altoona lineup as we get rolling here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. We step aside for now, and when we return, we're joined with the skipper, Kyle Moore. It's our weekly chat with Kyle. He gives us a lot of great insight on Rahm and how the last couple of days have gone for Bowie. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With 2 of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Saturday, July 2nd and Sunday, July 3rd. It's 2 of the largest fireworks shows of the season, all a part of the Bay Sox Independence Day weekend celebration. Spectacular, sponsored by Royal Farms. And on Sunday, it's the Bay Sox Independence Day celebration with the biggest fireworks show of the season, sponsored by Johns Hopkins Community Physicians. 2 straight days of post-game fireworks at Prince George's Stadium, and you don't want to miss it. So get your tickets now at baysox.com.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
We
We're back in on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, getting set for the opening of this six-game series between Bowie and Altoona. Sitting down for our weekly chat with the skipper, Kyle Moore, and I used this word at the end of Sunday's broadcast, just a relieving win, it felt like, on Sunday to piece together back-to-back wins and in such convincing fashion, too. Would you say that's pretty accurate?
Yeah, absolutely. Very accurate. Nice way to finish up a long homestand that really we were just battling through and you know, had some injuries and had some guys on the restricted list. So I think you're just finally seeing us sort of get back on our feet, and the last two games were much needed.
Antonio Velez pitched very, very well, five scoreless innings. What did he maybe learn, pick up, change from his first start against Erie to the second start?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think his usages were a little bit better. He used a lot more off-speed to get ahead, to stay ahead, and then I think he just put guys away with really, really good locations. And so before, we didn't really have much of a problem getting to 1-2, 0-2, but I thought yesterday he was just really good with those counts once he used all of his stuff to get ahead. So really needed that out of him, and really happy for him to get that start like that.
Ross added back to the roster after working with the taxi squad for the big league club. So you guys had to lean on Maverick Handley a little bit more than usual this season, and he really flourished in that role. Talk about just his performance over the last week.
Yeah, no, I mean, he got three knocks just Sunday afternoon, and it was his third game in a row playing, third game in a row catching. So it was a tall ask for him. You know, it was a really nice thing to be able to tell Cody Roberts he was going to go be on the taxi squad at Fenway Park in Boston. That was awesome. But Mav stepped up to the plate, and he's been swinging the bat really well for the last probably 2 weeks now. Yeah. He hit a couple of balls really hard that were just right at someone, and he's finally started to get some things to fall for him, refine his approach a little bit, and really happy with how he played. You know, I mean, just going to try to get those guys a little more opportunity from a DH standpoint, so it's not so much just one-on-one off. It's really hard to get in a rhythm when you play like that. And I thought Mav really rose to the occasion.
Speaking of DH, today's DH is Joey Ortiz, and he's really stepped it up the past couple of days, too. Tied a career high with four runs driven in on Saturday against Erie. Has there been anything new with him, or is he just getting used to the pitching again?
Yeah, no, kind of the same thing. I mean, we're sticking with our approach, and we're really solid in some of our fundamentals. I think that ultimately some of these kids are still really young, you know, so they haven't faced like double-A pitching, which is real pitching, ever in their life. Yeah. I mean, some of them have, you know, under 200 or 300 at-bats in double-A. So I think the way that they pitch up here is a little bit different. You just don't see as many just guaranteed fastball counts. I mean, 3-1, 2-1, 2-0, those are not fastball counts here. They're just 50-50 counts. And I think we're finally starting to get used to, we have to take our strength to the plate and have our best approach, no matter what the guy has, no matter what the situation is presenting to us. We have to take our strength to the plate. And I think Joey's done a really nice job of that the last week or two. And if he just stays right there, then I think some of those tricky counts where older guys throw into him won't really bother him too much.
Do you guys take things cautiously since he is coming off of the torn labrum from last season, too, and he is already playing, at this point, more games than he did through all of last season?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, that's something that's in the back of my mind, for sure. Off day a week, and then, you know, it's a DH also in there. So it certainly plays into my mind. But I think he looks great physically, and I'm always trying to ask everyone on the team how they're feeling. How are they holding up? And so, I mean, I'm always keyed into that. I think Joey's done a really nice job in the off season, coming off that injury, to set himself up for durability. And I think he's done really well with that.
Well, that helps me pivot to my next question. You talk about guys that are focusing on things physically and how they've been improving. Drew Rahm, he was so vocal early on at the start of the season about how much weight he had packed on through spring training and how he'd been converting it into some muscle now. What's kind of been the progress on that? Has there been a noticeable change in some of his deliveries, his velocity, anything specifically? Or is it just, you know, him looking a little more buff?
No, I don't know if it's something with his delivery. I just think that here's a young man just like maturing right in front of our eyes. You know, like here, this kid used to be 18, 19, 20. And like some of us know, I mean, before you're 25, 26, 27, you never know. Now, Rahm's not even close to that yet, but I just think that he's finally coming into his own as a man. Yeah. And we just got to keep his delivery where it is, because his delivery is really nice. Yeah. And, you know, we just got to keep developing all those pitches he has, because he has a bunch of them, so you never know which ones are going to be on that day, which is a benefit. But I just think physically, you know, he's starting to become a grown man, which is the beauty of this job. When you get to be with these kids for two or three or four years in a row like I have, you sort of start to see kids grow up.
Yeah.
And he's kind of growing up right before our eyes.
Yeah, because he was one of the biggest pieces for your Delmarva team back in 2019. So you've just got to follow him and watch him mature into this just now monster on the mound, it looks like, from time to time. I can't imagine how special that must feel from your kind of perspective.
Yeah, it's super special. I mean, there's more kids out there than that. There's Halsey. I mean, I got to see Grayson. I got to see a lot of kids, Vespi, on that 19 team that they were still young. I mean, they were pups, you know, and now they're starting to become men. And that's the most fulfilling thing about this job is that you never know who's going to be who. I mean, you got to coach them all like they're all going to be stars because you just don't know.
Yeah.
And I've always thought Ron was going to be a star.
Yeah.
And I still do. And it's really nice to see him like a full grown man out there.
All right. As we're sitting here with the skipper, Kyle Moore, I know you said this a little bit earlier this season that you don't follow specific lineup placements too much, but I do because I'm a nerd. And Jordan Westberg, you've put him in the leadoff slot for the past couple of days now, and he's leading off again today, and he's really been seeing the ball well, driving in runs and scoring runs from that leadoff position. What's the future look like there? Do you think we might see more of him in the leadoff slot in the future?
Yeah, for sure. I think anytime you're as productive as Westy is at getting on base, especially with OPS, also the ability to do damage, you always want that guy to come up, and you never know, you know, he only leads off one time a game, and then you have no idea how the game's going to shape out,
True.
You know, who's going to come up when. But your top couple of guys, you do know that they're going to get the most at bat. So that's really all that goes into it for me. And it could be Halsey, it could be Haskin, it could be Westy. It really could be anybody. But I think Westy's done a really nice job of managing that leadoff at bat and really managing all of his at bats. He's a tough out, and he's not much of a first pitch out type guy or an ambusher, as some old school baseball guys would call it. Really quality at bats out of Westy, and you know he's got the tools to do that because he can really run. So I love him in the leadoff spot, and he seems pretty comfortable in it.
Yeah. All right, as we wrap things up, it's the usual weekly chat with our skipper, Kyle Moore. And the same question every single week. You finally had an off day where we didn't have to hit the road. After the back-to-back road trips with 11 a.m. games on Tuesday, you got to spend the whole Monday with the family. How was it?
It was Memorial Day. I just want to say thanks to all the brave men and women who served our country and given their lives for us. I spoke to the guys before Sunday's game, and I just told them not to take anything for granted because this game and this life we get to live and come in here and play baseball for a living is not free. And I wanted them to know that. And then after the game, we had a great time, and I drove down to see my family that's on the Eastern Shore, staying with some family friends. We were out by the pool all day Monday and just celebrated more of that freedom that we get to enjoy. And then I had a great weekend, yeah, with the fam by the pool.
Very lovely. Very well put, Coach. Thank you so much for the time.
Yep, thanks.
That's the skipper, Kyle Moore, here on the DC. Be back in a bit. Get you the lineups and first pitch. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the DC area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Hello
report back to PFG Field here as we get ready for the first game in this six-game series between Altoona and Bowie. Matt Savadas with you on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. Let's go ahead and introduce you to the starting lineups for both sides as we're getting ready for the introduction of the starting lineups on the field and maybe for first pitch soon enough. But Bowie did make a very late change onto their lineup. Adam Hall will be getting a late day off. He was originally scheduled to bat in the five slot, but Persespedes will replace him. We'll give you the full nine right now. Jordan Westberg will lead it off at shortstop, and then Gunnar Henderson is at third base. I've really been liking Jordan Westberg in the leadoff slot, and if you heard our conversation with Kyle Moore just a couple of minutes ago, I asked him about it, and he said he's like, it was a really non-conscious decision to just put him there because he's seeing the ball well, he's hitting the ball well, and those top three spots in the lineup, they're just guaranteed to get the most plate appearances per game. That's just how it works when the lineup turns over. So it makes sense to keep Westy up there while he's hitting the ball well. After Henderson batting second, Tudson Hask in third, and then Cesar Prieto in the cleanup slot. He continues to bat cleanup. I believe this is his fourth game in the cleanup so far this season. Prieto actually just his third. As Joey Ortiz will follow up, he's the designated hitter today, which is just as important to give him the day off. Then Cody Roberts is back in. He's catching. Had a brief stint with the taxi squad up at AAA and with Baltimore, but now he's back in. He's ready to roll. Andrew Dashbach will be at first. Davis Tavares is making his AA debut today after being brought up from Delmarva just a couple of days ago. He will be in right field. And then Christopher Cespedes will be in left field. He was the late addition, and he's batting ninth. We'll get you the starting lineup for Altoona when they come up to bat in the bottom of the first, but for now, we've got to step aside and wrap up the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. We've got first pitch coming your way in just a little bit. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-464-4865 or heading online to baysox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning, and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. Coverage of the 2022 Bowie Bay Sox season is brought to you by Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging Systems, On the Green Patient First, Royal Farms, Smile Doctors, and ZY Pyrotechnics. And now, live from the ballpark, it's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball.
Go from PNG Field here in Altoona. It's game one of this six-game series between the Altoona Curve and your Bowie Bay Sox. Matt Sabatis with you from the ballpark in Altoona. And as Cameron Majinski warms on the mound for the Curve, the starting lineup for the Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off, it's the shortstop, Jordan Westberg, followed by Gunnar Henderson at third base, batting second. Hudson Haskin is in center field. He bats third. Cesar Prieto at second base bats fourth. Joey Ortiz is the designated hitter batting fifth. Cody Roberts, the catcher, bats sixth. Andrew Dashbach at first base bats seventh. Davis Tavares is in right field for his AA debut batting eighth. Field today batting ninth.
The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Brandon Becker, Josh Conway, Tim DeJohn, Billy Facto, and Chandler Giller. Calvin Christensen is video coordinator. Lindsey Birchfield is the athletic trainer. The Bay Sox are 16-27 on the season, a two-game winning streak, however, 3-7 over the last 10, and only 5-12 when playing on the road from Prince George's Stadium. Once more, that lineup for Bowie, you've got Jordan Westberg, Gunnar Henderson, Hudson Haskin, Cesar Prieto, Joey Ortiz, and Cody Roberts, and then Andrew Dashbach, Davis Tavares, and Christopher Cespedes, all to face off against Cameron Mojinski on the mound for Altoona. PNG Field here in Altoona, 325 feet down the line to both left and right field, 405 feet to straightaway center, and 385 feet to the alleys in left and right. Right-hander Jordan Westberg digs into the box, and we're ready to go. A very beautiful day here in Altoona as Mojinski is set, splits the middle of the rubber, kicks high, and fires the first pitch home. It's a fastball, misses down and away to Westberg, 1-0, and we're underway at 6:03 p.m. on a 91-degree sunny day here in Altoona. It's a beauty. Here's the 1-0. Westberg takes a half swing. It's called strike anyway on a fastball bottom edge. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. Westberg, a .242 average this season for Bowie, an .809 OPS in 42 games played, 13 doubles, 8 homers, 29 runs driven in. He watches the next pitch a change. Called for strike on the inside edge, and it runs the count to a ball and two strikes. Westberg's doubles, 13 total, are fourth in the Eastern League, and he had one in his last game, drove in a run. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball misses down and away from Mojinski, and the count goes even at two balls and two strikes. Very beautiful day. The way this ballpark is designed, not too many shadows stretch across the playing surface when the sun is up. 2-2. Bounced foul, third base side, and the count holds. We'll do it again. You've got a little bit of a shadow from a new video board installed over past the right field corner in foul territory that pushes into the corner just ever so slightly, but seriously, the sunlight. The 2-2, Westberg skies it out toward right center field. This one will touch down and roll toward the gap. It's cut off by Frazier, but Westberg turns the corner at first and trots into second standing. His team leading 14th double of the season leads things off here in the top of the first inning. Well, you heard our conversation with manager Kyle Moore in the pregame show. He said that he liked putting Westberg in the top slot for now just because he's getting on base so often. He's got that high OPS for the time being, an OPS this month of .859. Get him on base, get him a little bit ahead with some of those doubles, and set up an easy opportunity to drive him in from guys like Gunnar Henderson and Hudson Haskin and Cesar Prieto. Here's Henderson, the lefty. First pitch home is grounded up the middle, a base hit into center field. Westberg off on contact. He'll round third and come home to score. Henderson trying to stretch it to two. The throw is a little offline, and he slides into second standing. Back-to-back doubles to open things up for Bowie, and they open up a 1-0 lead. Henderson's ninth double of the season, RBI number 29 for the left-hander, ties him with Westberg for the team's lead. And that's what Bowie has been so desperately hurting for over the past 2 weeks. Early attacks, early runs. They did it when they finally broke out of that six-game losing streak on Saturday against Erie. Had a pair of two-run home runs in the first inning. Now here's Hudson Haskin. He squares and pushes it right in front of home plate. He says it's a foul ball. The home plate umpire was waiting, hadn't made the call, but it looks like the first base umpire, Jae Young Kim, had called it foul before the home plate umpire did. He must have had a better angle to see it bounce off of Haskin as it rolled in front of home plate. Haskin had already given up after he was only about 2-3 steps out of the box. So it's a simple foul after he squared to bunt, and the count starts out at nothing and one on Huddy. Runner at second, nobody out here in the top of the first inning, already a 1-0 game. Next pitch, grounded to the left side, under the legs of Henderson, and the ball is picked by the shortstop, Peguero. They throw slides around the tag, but they apply the tag as he tries to get back into second base. So that's a nifty fielder's choice. It goes 6-5-4 to eliminate Henderson. Well executed to get the lead runner, and there's one away as Hudson Haskin reaches safely at first. Let's get you that defensive alignment for Altoona now that there's one out in the inning. From left to right in the outfield, you've got Lolo Sanchez, Matt Gorski, and Matt Frazier. Jared Triolo at third base. Leover Peguero is at short. Nick Gonzalez at second. Aaron Shackelford at first. Blake Sable is catching behind the plate. First pitch home to Cesar Prieto misses inside a ball, a fastball there from Cameron Mojinski, and the count starts out at 1-0. Runner at first, one away here in the top of the first inning, already a 1-0 Bowie lead. Mojinski, the right-hander, fires the next to Prieto, and it's lined into center field for a base hit. Over the leaping glove of Peguero, and Haskin motors into second base. Three hits in the frame for Bowie as Prieto picks up his hit in his third consecutive game now. The Bay Sox are cruising still with only one out here in the top of the first. Cameron Mojinski, a 6'2", 225-pound right-hander, 23 years of age from Hilton Head, South Carolina. Competitive balance A-round selection. That's the first round picked in 2020 from South Carolina. On the season with Altoona, he's gone 0-2 with a 4.30 ERA, and he's had some very short outings after an IL stint, and the way this one is cruising, it looks like he might be in for another one. Here's Joey Ortiz. First pitch misses down and away for a ball. It's 1-0. Ortiz, a 2.13 average this season with a 6.56 OPS, 38 games played for the right-hander. 10 doubles, a triple, 3 homers, 23 runs driven in. He's picked up 4 ribby in just his last 2 games. He pops this one up on the infield, though. The catcher shades under it. The infield fly rule was in effect, but he makes the catch Sable in foul ground, and Ortiz is retired. That's the second out of the inning. Your umpiring crew for today, Tom Cherniski is at third base. Jae Young Kim is the crew chief, calling the balls and strikes behind home plate. Now here's Cody Roberts. Runners at first and second, two away. Mojinski fires the first, and Roberts watches it called strike wide on a changeup. Count starts out at nothing and one. 2.29 average for Roberts and a 6.75 OPS in 24 games played. 4 doubles, 3 homers, 17 runs driven in. That's a lot of ribbies for just 24 games. Mojinski fires the 0-1. And it misses down and away. That one looked to be relatively in the same spot, at least, though, as the previous called strike. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. Inning started with consecutive doubles, one by Jordan Westberg, extending him to a seasons-long 6-game hit streak, the 1-1. Called a strike on a breaking ball bottom edge. Count goes to a ball and 2 strikes now on Roberts. Then Gunnar Henderson had his 9th double of the year to drive in Westberg, but Hudson Haskin grounded into a fielder's choice that eliminated Henderson. Cesar Prieto singled to push Haskin to second, and that's where we are now. The 1-2, swing and a miss. High fastball, and Roberts is left chasing, so the inning is over on Mojinski's first strikeout. The Bay Sox probably could have gotten more out of that inning than they did. Only 1 run on 3 hits, no errors, eventually 2 left on. We go to the bottom of the first here in Altoona. It's Bowie 1. Curve coming on up. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This summer, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary health. You are the MVP. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
We're on to the bottom of the first here in Altoona as the Bowie Bay Sox already lead 1-0. The Altoona Curve will try to respond, and it'll be up to Drew Rom to try and keep that from happening. As Rom warms on the mound, he gets set to face off against the following Altoona lineup. Leading off at third base, you've got Jared Triolo, followed by Nick Gonzalez at second base, batting second. Leover Peguero is the shortstop, batting third. Blake Sable, the catcher, bats fourth. Matt Gorski in center field bats fifth. Aaron Shackelford at first base, sixth. Matt Frazier in right field bats seventh. Lolo Sanchez in left, eighth. And Brent Sitta, the DH, bats ninth. The Curve are the AA affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're managed by Kyron Madison, assisted by Drew Bennis, Joe Nunnally, Blake Butler, Henry Torres, Joe Regan, and Dallas DeFrancisco. Victor Silva is the athletic trainer. Lefty on righty to start as Rahm holds set at the chin, kicks and fires the first to Triolo, and it's called a strike on a fastball, nicking the lower outside corner of the zone, nothing in one. Altoona on the season, a 22-23 record, a two-game losing streak, however, 6-4 over their last 10, and 11-10 here at home. Here's the 0-1, grounded over to the right side, and through the gap into right field for a base hit. Triolo has hits in back-to-back games now, and the first inning has started out with leadoff base hits from both sides. Triolo is aboard, and now it goes to Nick Gonzalez. Once more, that lineup for the Curve. You've got Triolo, Gonzalez, then Peguero, Sable, Gorski, Shackelford, Frazier, Sanchez, Sitta, all to face off against lefty Drew Rahm on the mound. Runner at first, nobody out here in the bottom of the first. Bowie already ahead 1-0. As Rahm comes set, holds that front foot a little bit in front at an angle. First pitch home, misses just up and away to Nick Gonzalez, and the count starts out at 1-0. Gonzalez, a .250 average this season, a .748 OPS in 42 games played, 8 doubles, no triples, 4 homers, 15 runs driven in. They play him a bit the other way in the outfield, the 1-0, swing and a miss on a fastball up and in, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Have faced off against Bowie before. Matt Frazier and Brent Sitta were with the Curve last season when these two teams squared off, but the other 7, fresh faces. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss, breaking ball down, and the count goes to a ball and 2 strikes now. Rahm is coming off of a short start, one of his shortest of the season, but there's good reason for it. We'll tell you more about it in a little bit, as the lefty comes set, looking for his first strikeout of the day. Fires home, and it misses high. 93 miles an hour on the fastball there for Rahm, and the count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Very short lead off of first base for Triolo. He has attempted 9 steals, though, this season, has been caught 3 times. Again, with a lefty on the mound and a great arm in Cody Roberts, tough to tell. The 2-2 in the dirt, check swing for a ball, throw to second is skied into center field. On to second base, Triolo, then to third on the error. The throw gets to third just a bit late. That was a rush job by Cody Roberts, probably unnecessary, and it burns him as it puts the runner, the tying runner, more specifically, all the way to third base. Wild pitch and an E2 for Roberts. And now Nick Gonzalez has a full count in front of him. Rahm this season on full counts has only given up 1 base hit. He's walked 5, struck out 7. First base will play in for a potential play at the plate. Here's the payoff to the right-hander. Misses down and in a slider for ball 4. So first 2 base runners, or first 2 batters, turning into base runners for Altoona. Leadoff single, then a wild pitch and an error, and now a walk. Here's Leover Peguero. Lefty on righty as the shortstop digs in. First pitch home. Peguero bounces it over to short. This will tie the game, but at turn 2, Westberg underhands to Prieto in killing. But the run scored by Triolo knots us up at 1. No RBI for Peguero as he hits into his second double play of the season. But it's 1-1 here in the first. Second double play turned by Jordan Westberg at shortstop this season. And now here's Blake Sable. Let's tell you about the defensive alignment for Bowie now that we've got the moment. Left to right in the outfield, you've got Cespedes, Haskins, Tavares. First pitch to Sable is swung on and missed low for a strike, nothing in one. On the infield, Henderson third, Westberg short, Prieto second, Dashbach first, and Roberts catching for Rahm on the mound. Here's the 0-1 to Sable. Half swing, called a strike. Pitch was lower half of the zone anyway, so it quickly runs to nothing in 2. Bay Sox in their alternate road orange uniforms, black block Bay Sox, or black block Bowie on the front side, 0-2. Slider misses down and away, and the count goes to a ball and 2 strikes. Getting the words mixed up there. Curve wearing their classic maroon red uniforms with Altoona on the front side as the 1-2 comes in. Swung on and missed for strike 3. Rahm punches a high fastball right by Sable, but not before Altoona ties the game up. A leadoff single eventually becomes an unearned run thanks to a wild pitch and an error by Cody Roberts behind the dish. But after one here at People's Natural Gas Field, it's Bowie 1, Altoona 1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
We'll get your red capes ready and your iron suits, too, because it's Superhero Day at Prince George's Stadium on Sunday, July 31st. You can meet your favorite costumed hero, and the first 750 fans ages 13 and up will pick up a Grayson Rodriguez Superman bobblehead for their own. Not only that, but it'll also be Heroes Day at the ballpark, honoring police, fire, and EMS with a Guns N' Hoses charity softball game. And the Bay Sox will wear custom Heroes jerseys auctioned off post-game to benefit the Children's Cancer Foundation. Sunday, July 31st, so get your tickets at BaySox.com.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Second inning already here in Altoona as the Bay Sox and the Curve are tied at one. Andrew Dashbach will lead things off for Bowie, followed by Davis Tavares and Christopher Cespedes. First pitch to Dashbach, fouled off right side. Count opens up at nothing and one. So it's Cameron Majinski back to work, and he did have a very lengthy first inning. Eventually allowed three hits, but only one run. Really could have been a lot worse. Bowie just ran into an out based on a poorly placed contact ball. Next pitch misses down on Dashbach, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Overall, though, however, it was 18 pitches for Majinski in the first inning. Next pitch to Dashbach swung on and missed low, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes now. Andrew on the season, a 176 average, 697 OPS, and 34 games played, a double, six homers, 15 runs driven in. Here's the next. Slider misses down and away, and the count goes even at two. It was a quick inning for Drew Rahm, though, only 13 pitches, allowed one run. It was unearned on a hit, one error, nobody left on. Next pitch, called strike three on the bottom edge, a changeup. Dashbach realized that after, and he heads back to the dugout. That's back-to-back strikeouts for Majinski. He's now got two on the day. When I said it in the pregame show, Majinski, he has really been up and down when it comes to consistency simply because of a lot of injury woes that he's been dealing with pretty much since 2019. Here's Davis Tavares. First pitch is swung on and missed low. Maybe got a piece of it in the dirt, but the count starts out at nothing and one. Tavares making his AA debut right now. Got called up from High A Aberdeen on Sunday when he was activated. Didn't appear in that game as he sits in for the 0-1 and pokes it on a cue shot right back to the pitcher. Couple of bounces before it's picked up by Mojinski and underhanded to first. 1-3 put out, and there's quickly two away. Now on to Christopher Cespedes.
Number 26,
Christopher Cespedes. So Mojinski already had a stint on the IL earlier this season. Was placed on it May 12th, retroactive to just May 11th. And then returned a week later. It's just been a nagging shoulder issue that's really hampered his development. First pitch to Cespedes, misses away for a ball. It's 1-0. Cespedes just his fifth game with Bowie this season. A 1-for-13 mark at the plate. Three strikeouts, one walk. No runs driven in. Next pitch. He flinches on a pitch inside, but it's a changeup for a called strike on the zone. Count goes even at a ball and a strike on Cespedes. Bases empty, two away here in the top of the second inning. A 1-1 game. Next pitch misses up and away, a fastball. Count goes to two balls and a strike. But Majinski did miss about a month's time in 2021. That was his first season as a professional because of a shoulder sprain. When he came back, he was pitching strictly as a reliever, the 2-1 curveball called strike. That one hit middle, and the count goes even at two. But Majinski does have a very quick rhythm, usually starts winding around that 8-second mark on the pitch clock. The 2-2 pitch is swung on and skied out toward left center field, hanging up long enough for the left fielder Lolo Sanchez to cover. He gets under it and makes the catch for a perfect second inning from Majinski. Three up, three down go the Bay Sox, and as we Altoona won, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Bay Sox Youth Baseball Camps are back in 2022, and registration is open now. Three sessions this summer led by Orioles Hall of Famer and former Rookie of the Year Al Bumbry, along with former Bay Sox outfielder Stephen Bumbry. Kids will take part in in-depth on-field instruction and go head-to-head in camp-wide games at Prince George's Stadium. All campers get a free Bay Sox hat and a ticket to a Bay Sox game of their choice. Space is limited, so head to BaySoxShop.com and reserve your spot at a Bay Sox Youth Baseball Camp today.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care programs for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed lays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Well, it's a long road trip for the Bay Sox. They play 13 games in 13 days, and then they return home for what's their only full homestand in the month of June on Tuesday, June 14th. It's seven games against the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. The Bay Sox inherited a game from their series in Binghamton that was postponed, but it does feature two fireworks shows on June 17th and 18th, so get your tickets now at BaySox.com. We're on to the bottom of the second here at PNG Field in Altoona. Drew Rahm back to work. It's out at 1-0 on the right-handed hitting center fielder. Next pitch, Gorski watches fastball just miss wide, barely, and the count goes to 2-0. It's Gorski, Shackelford, and Frazier, right-hander, then two left-handers due up in this half inning for Altoona, a 1-1 game. Here's the 2-0. That fastball probably could have gone for a strike. We've seen already a couple of pitches called strikes in that vicinity against the right-handers, but Rahm is just nibbling at the edges and can't get it to go his way. 3-0 to start. Here's the next to Gorski. Called strike right down Broadway, a fastball. Gorski, a .286 average with a .777 OPS. I'll bring him along to Vegas in his fifth game. Make that his sixth game. He's played five games with Altoona. Next pitch, called a strike on the inside edge. Well, that one nibbled the edge on the inside just as much as some of the previous pitches called balls were on the outside. Tough take there. Here's the payoff. Gorski fouls it off. Pitch was in on the hands. Hits back to the screen, and the count stays full. Shadow starting to push across foul ground just a little bit here at PNG Field. The second deck is pushing ever so slightly across the Altoona on-deck circle on the right side. Rest of the field still covered in sun, though. Here's another payoff to Gorski. Swinging a fly out toward right, but foul. This one hanging up and getting down just about one or two rows deep. Ooh, I think that might have landed on a noggin. I hope that fella's okay. He did have his head covered in his hands. I think it just hit his hands more than it did his head, so that's good. I do remember, I want to say it was back in 2016, one of my first gigs in college, there was a foul ball that hit the Santa Claus that was at the park for the Christmas in July event, and it caused quite a stir as Santa went down. Fortunately, he wasn't in any serious issue, but it was a tough little scenario to watch unfold. Next pitch to Gorski, fouled off third base side, and the count stays full. This is a lengthy plate appearance for Drew Rahm, already up to seven pitches after needing just 13 pitches for that first inning in which he allowed an unearned run. out here in the bottom of the second inning. Not too much wind to be spoken of here at PNG Field either. Another payoff to Gorski, swinging a hard grounder over to third. Snow-coned by Henderson. He has to charge while, you know, making the transfer a little tough, but gets it to first in time on a good zip. 5-3 put out, and there's one away here to start the second inning. It was a well-struck ball, 102 miles an hour off the bat for Gorski. Doesn't give you much reaction time over in the hot corner, but Henderson made it work. So now here's left-hander Aaron Shackelford. First pitch home. Shackelford fouls it off left side. Skied over the netting, and the count starts out at nothing and one. Shackelford, a 221 average with a 749 OPS in 29 games played this season for Altoona. Four doubles, seven homers, 26 runs driven in, the 0-1. Swinging a bouncer up the middle of base hits. They had him played a little hard to pull, and Shackelford went more up the middle. He only does that about a quarter of the time. But he's got a single after going without in his last game. And a runner aboard for Altoona. That's a go-ahead run now with Matt Frazier stepping into the box. And home plate umpire is signaling something to first base as Shackelford had taken off to second base. I didn't even catch Shackelford running to second base. Did he try to say that the ball was not declared dead and just steal while he thought it was a live ball? I think that might have been the case. I was looking down. I'll have to ask for clarification on that once we head into a commercial break, but I'm not sure why Shackelford was even at second base there. But the home plate umpire directed him back to first base, and that's where he stands now. So now it'll be Matt Frazier. First pitch home. Frazier fouls off the first pitch. There's a curveball up and away, and it's sent up to the second deck on the left side. Count opens up at nothing and one. Back-to-back first pitch strikes for Drew Rahm. Frazier having a very tough season, 196 average with a 571 OPS in 36 games. He hit the ball well against Bowie last year. Give you some numbers in a second, as Rahm sends home the 0-1. This one served up the middle on a line and down for a base hit. Couple sent to the infield. Back-to-back one-out singles for Altoona, and there's runners at first and second now. Yeah, Frazier hit .333 with a 1010 OPS. A homer and three runs driven in against Bowie last season. And now here's Lolo Sanchez. First and second, one away. With the right-hander due up, 267 average with a 771 OPS this season for Altoona. 32 games played. Five doubles, two homers, 15 driven in. First pitch. Rahm fires a curveball called for strike on the outside edge. It's nothing and one. Of course, Rahm has that very diverse offering. Really just a deep bag of tricks that he can dig into whenever he feels like it between his four-seamer, his curve, his slider, his change, and his split finger, the 0-1. Went with the split there, and it's called for strike on the bottom edge, nothing in two. And not only that, he also has varying arm slots. Remember, he can bring out that slider or two-seamer from a sidearm delivery. First and second, one away here in the bottom of the second. Rahm looks for his second strikeout, fires the 0-2, and it's skied into center field. A little deep, but not that deep. Hudson Haskin will back up on it. This should allow Shackelford to tag as Haskin receives and sends it back to the infield. Shackelford to third base, now two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Here's Brent Sitta. Right-hander digs into the box, a 206 average, 652 OPS. He's only appeared in 18 games this season. Cody Roberts steps out from behind the dish and directs the infield just a little bit. Sitta has a heavy pull rate this year. Exactly 50% of the time, the right-hander is putting it to the left side of the infield. First and third, two away here in a 1-1 game. Bottom of the second, first pitch home is a changeup. Splits the zone middle-middle for a called strike. It's nothing and one. That's three straight first pitch strikes. A pitch count in his last appearance, tossed 45 pitches. He's up to 30 with this next offering. The 0-1 swung on and missed. Fastball up and away, and the count goes quickly to nothing and two. Obviously, they will want to stretch him out more, but the question that will be on my mind is, does he have a pitch limit, or is it just go for as long as he can? Time called by the batter, Sitta. He's the only other batter in this lineup that appeared against Bowie last season. He went 2-for-8 with 4 strikeouts. Didn't drive anyone in. Here's the 0-2, swung on and missed for strike 3. Got him with a high fastball, and Rahm sets him down on 3 pitches to escape the jam. A pair of one-out singles of no consequence for Rahm. We're on to the third here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie and Altoona are tied at 1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. It's technology made easy.
Fans Care's around the corner at Patient First. Urgent care that's open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. No appointment needed. Learn more at patientfirst.com. Third inning here at PNG Field in Altoona, a 1-1 game. Top of the Bowie lineup due up, starting with Jordan Westberg, and the first pitch to Westy is lined out towards shallow right and down for a base hit. Westberg has a multi-hit game for the second consecutive game, his team-leading 13th of the season, and the second time he's led off the frame with a base hit. He scored back in the first inning when Gunnar Henderson doubled to right field after Westberg himself doubled to right field to open the game. But he's already on a season-long 6-game hit streak thanks to that double. That ties him for the longest hit streak from any Bay Sox player this year. Remember, Adam Hall opened the season on a 6-gamer, and that's really been it. That set the high watermark, and no one's been able to eclipse it. Westberg will try tomorrow. Here's Henderson. First pitch home is a curveball called for strike on the outside edge, and the count starts out at nothing and one. Henderson went after the first pitch he saw back in the first inning. Obviously, it was going to be a pitch away that he saw in this plate appearance. Pickoff throw back to first. No tag applied, so Westberg slides in safely. If he wants to try for it, he'd be well within his right. Westberg is a perfect 3-for-3 this season on stolen base attempts. Blake Sable behind the dish has given up 17 steals in 19 attempts. He's only caught 2 base runners this year. The 0-1, Henderson watches away a fastball. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. Watching a lot of what Henderson does at the plate, and when you look at the numbers specifically, that on-base percentage is, of course, very, very high. It's one of the best in the league, the 1-1. Called a strike, emphatically, on a fastball low and away. Count goes to a ball and 2 strikes. Really, the only thing that you could fault him for, which, honestly, I wouldn't even fault him for, is that he just doesn't put together hit streaks. He still gets on base, though, so it doesn't matter. The 1-2 misses away on a job from Mojinski. Yeah, because the longest hit streak that Henderson has put together this season, I believe, is just 4 games. But again, he still gets on base. He had that 29-game on-base streak to start the season, so it doesn't really matter. Here's the 2-2. He slaps it foul left side, and the count holds. So, you could make some sort of argument that you might want him to get more hits more often, but from an analytical standpoint, it doesn't matter. Runner at first, nobody out here in the top of the third inning, a 1-1 game. Next pitch home to Henderson is grounded to the right side and through the gap into right field for a base hit. Westberg takes off going first to third. The throw is cut off as it rips back into the infield, so he slides into third safely. Henderson has a multi-hit game in his own right. The Bay Sox are really cruising from these top two in the order. They're a combined 4-for-4. Here's Hudson Askin. Runners at the corners, nobody out here in the top of the third inning. First pitch home from Wojcinski is skied out toward deep center field. Gorski has his back to the infield, squares it up, and makes the catch over the shoulder on the warning track. It'll easily allow Westberg to score from third base, and the Bay Sox push back ahead to a 2-1 advantage. Haskins' 22nd RBI of the season on a sacrifice fly for the first out of the inning, and the Bay Sox are rolling again, now with one out. Here's Cesar Prieto. Righty on lefty, Prieto singled his first time up, and the first pitch is in the dirt, gets past Sable, and he can't see it. He was spinning around as the ball trickled back to the warning track. Henderson to him. Oh, that was a close one. Henderson tried to swim his way around with the slide. In all honesty, I feel like a straight-up slide would have been more beneficial. The wild pitch allows Henderson to advance to second, but he's thrown out 2-5, trying to take it one step further. He had a bit of a hesitation after rounding second base when he realized that Sable didn't see the ball, and that's when he took off for third. If he didn't have that hesitation, he would have been gone. Next pitch to Prieto is called a strike on the inside edge. The count goes even at one. So now the bases are empty with two outs instead of runner at first with one out. It could have been runner at second with one out. The 1-1 misses inside a breaking ball, and the count goes to 2-1. Again, Mojinski's problem so far this season, especially in his last two starts, has been distance. Next pitch is just nicked foul, pitch in on the hands, and the count goes even at 2 on Prieto. Prieto is usually one to go down early in plate appearances here in his young Double-A career, but he's lengthening this plate appearance, and it is already up to 40 pitches for Mojinski. This next pitch grounded foul, first base side. Prieto will stick around. Last time Mojinski tossed, he went 3 2/3, but needed 77 pitches. So he is still a little bit ahead of his curve. And time quickly called by Prieto in the box as Mojinski was still holding in the set position. Very calm day here at PNG Field. An okay turnout. The 2-2 pitch. Prieto launches it the other way, and a liner is down for the base hit. He's got his second multi-hit game in Double-A. Prieto with his second single of the day. That's unfortunate because it could have driven in Gunnar Henderson had he not been thrown out trying to go first to third on that wild pitch. Shadows starting to push their way into the field of play now, more into fair territory. That little shadow from the sweet level here at PNG Field just hits on the right side of foul ground and starts to stretch its way across the batting circle and about halfway up the first base line. Here's Joey Ortiz. First pitch is in the dirt. Count starts out at 1-0. Ortiz popped out to the catcher in foul territory his last time up. That was just the second out of the first inning. There's already two away here in the top of the third. Bowie has pushed a run across, but again, they have left another on the table as they lead 2-1. Technically, you can't call it having them left it on the table as the runner was thrown out. Next pitch to Ortiz misses away. Count goes to 2-0. But you can consider if Bowie was able to make a little bit more of their opportunities, they could very well have four runs right now. They left two on base in the first inning, and Henderson being thrown out earlier in this frame, that could have been a run when Prieto singled. But instead, it's still just 2-1. Runner at first, two away, the 2-0. Ortiz takes inside a curveball from Mojinski, and the count goes to 3-0. This is the first three-ball count from Mojinski today, and that's actually a rarity for Bowie, for them to go this long without drawing a 3-0 count. But they have been seeing the ball so well, already six hits today, the 3-0. Ortiz watches down and in for a four-pitch walk. First walk given up by Mojinski this evening, his 16th this season, and it's first and second now with two away. And again, that's where that throw, Henderson throw out is just a little bit more painful. Even if he hadn't scored on Prieto's single, he would have been at third right now, and it would have been bases loaded for Cody Roberts, who's already 2-for-6 this season with the bases loaded. But instead, it's first and second with two outs instead of bases loaded with one out. Drew Bennis, the pitching coach, is out to have a quick chat. That gives us an opportunity to tell you about a great sponsor, Pest Now, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. They provide pest control services for Prince George's Stadium, so that's how you know they're reliable. For all needs, anything from general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, really any other pest control services, you can give them a call. Pest Now, 301-231-8300, or visit them online at pestnow.com. 2-1 Bowie leads here in the top of the third inning. Leadoff singles, one by Jordan Westberg, one by Gunnar Henderson, to put runners at first and third to open the frame. Hudson asking it a sack fly to center to score Westberg. Henderson tried to go first to third on a wild pitch, but was thrown out by the catcher Blake Sable after Sable initially lost the ball. Here's the first pitch to Cody Roberts. It misses away for a ball, 1-0, so that's five consecutive out of the zone for Cameron Mojinski, who's up to 47 pitches already today. First and second, two away. Mojinski sets and looks back, runner at second, Prieto, the 1-0. This one served up the middle and into center for a base hit. Prieto gets the wave around from Kyle Moore. The throw comes in, and it's just late. RBI single for Cody Roberts, and the Bay Sox add one on. It's 3-1 Bowie. Boy, it's so good to see Roberts back in and immediately producing again. He's got hits in three consecutive games now, and he's up to 18 ribby. Situation stays the same as well, with runners still at first and second, and now Andrew Dashbach digging in. Mojinski sets and fires the first. Dashbach watches just wide for a ball. It's 1-0. It's been a 20-pitch inning so far for Mojinski. He needed 18 in the first, only 10 in the second. The second was a perfect frame with a strikeout, a ground out, and a flyout. But now he's already given up four hits in this inning and seven total, the 1-0. Called a strike on the upper outside corner to Dashbach, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Dashbach struck out looking back in the second inning on a pitch at the knees. Mojinski comes set, looks back, runner at second, this time it's Ortiz. He fires the 1-1, and the count goes to two balls and a strike. Well, Dashbach did see plenty of Altoona last season, especially on the tail end of the year when he was mostly with Bowie. He only hit 167 against them, but did have a homer and two runs driven in. Here's the 2-1. Dashbach takes a late hack and just gets a piece on a pitch high, fouled back to the screen. Count goes even at two. Wind starting to pick up a little bit here at PNG Field. Now it's pushing a little bit out toward left field. Small handle of cars just cruising past on the road past left and packed the parking garage out past the left field wall. The 2-2 fouled off back to the screen again, and the count stays even on Dashbach. Bowie trying to add on to what's already a two-run advantage. The 2-2. Dashbach watches low, a good take on a changeup. Count fills, so Roberts and Ortiz will get a head start. Dashbach does not have a base hit on a full count this season. This is the first full count that Mojinski has worked to today. He's given up four hits on full counts this year. The payoff. There go the runners, and Dashbach pokes it to the other side. Backhanded by the first baseman. Mojinski, covering first, receives the ball for the 3-1 putout. Excellent read by the pitcher to sprint over in time and retire the batter, Dashbach, ending the inning. But not before the Bay Sox add on two more. A quartet of singles. Two runs on four hits. No errors. Eventually two left on. We're on to the bottom of the third here in Altoona. It's Bowie 3, Altoona 1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit Steve. Let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
Proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Well, it's the most special day of the year at Prince George's Stadium, and it comes your way Friday, July 29th. It's the 23rd Navy Night, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union. Join the United States Naval Academy Class of 2026 and take in the Bay Sox as they face off against the Altoona Curve. It all comes your way on Friday, July 29th, and first pitch is scheduled for 7:05 with some fantastic post-game fireworks. The 23rd Annual Navy Night at Prince George's Stadium. So get your tickets now at BaySox.com.
Top of the Altoona lineup due up here in the third inning as Bowie is pushed ahead to a two-run lead. Drew Rahm working with a little bit of cushion after 32 pitches, fires the first pitch home to Jared Triolo, and it's bounced right back to Rahm. He gloves it after one hop and rips it over to first for the 1-3 putout, and that's how the third inning gets started. I mean, could you ask for a better start? Rahm made that look so easy. Just toss the glove up there. It was still a 92-mile-an-hour batted ball. It did bounce once, and that took away a lot of the momentum. But Rahm just snagged it like it was nothing. Here's Nick Gonzalez. Lefty on righty as Gonzalez drew a walk and got into a double play in the first inning. First pitch home, he squares, pulls back, and watches a called strike on a fastball lower half. Count opens up at nothing and one. Gonzalez, a decent walk candidate this season, but he's also been a heavy strikeout batter this year. 60 punchouts at the plate, goodness. Here's the 0-1. Called a strike, top half of the zone, and the count goes to nothing and two. Those kinds of frighten me a little because I'm so not used to seeing them while watching the way that Bowie operates at the plate. They're one of the best teams in the league in that strikeout-to-walk ratio. The 0-2 pitch, grounded foul, third base side, and the count stays. So looking at the quick comparisons here, Bowie has struck out 11 fewer times at the plate than Altoona, but they've walked about 30 more times, and that's all while playing two fewer games, mind you. The Bay Sox still have to make up two postponed games, one with Harrisburg and one with Binghamton. Both of those come this month. This is going to be a very busy month for Bowie. Another 0-2 to Gonzalez. Just misses down a changeup, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. So Rahm is getting a little bit close to what his previous pitch limit was at. He had 45 pitches his last start, but there's no one warming, so it looks like some of the reins are loosened. The 1-2 is swung on and missed for strike three. Got him with a low changeup, Rahm. That's his third strikeout and back-to-back putouts here to start the third inning. Yeah, Rahm was lifted at this point in his last appearance. I should say, a little bit before that, he had only tossed 2 1/3 against the Erie Seawolves. He faced a couple more batters. That's the difference. Here's Leover Peguero, first pitch. Ticked foul, in on the hands and back to the screen. Count opens up at nothing and one. But Rahm is really firing with these first pitch strikes at the moment. That's seven consecutive batters he's hit with a first pitch strike. Of course, Triolo did put the first pitch into play in this third inning, but that's still a first pitch strike. Here's the 0-1 to Peguero. Called a strike. Excellent frame in the lower outside corner by Roberts, and that frustrates Peguero. He adjusts the helmet, a little upset that that one was called against him. Shadows now pushing out in front of the pitcher's mound, pretty much the entire space between the mound and the batter's circle in shade, but still the entire infield and outfield still in plenty of sunlight. Rahm looks for back-to-back Ks. The 0-2. Got him! Swing and a miss on a high fastball. Rahm picks up a pair and a perfect third inning. We're on to the fourth here at PNG Field in Altoona. It's Bay Sox Baseball.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care programs for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
On to the fourth inning here in Altoona as Bowie looks to increase on a 3-1 advantage. Davis Tavares will lead off. Cameron Majinski back to work after a 27-pitch third inning. He fires the first home, and it's chopped high, a Baltimore chop to short. Picked at the chest by Leover Peguero and sent to first for the out, 6-3. So that's consecutive innings that the Bay Sox have attacked on the first pitch. Jordan Westberg singled to right field in the third, but now Tavares grounds out to short here in the fourth. Now Christopher Cespedes, who flew out to left field in his first plate appearance. That was back in the second inning. The Bay Sox ahead 3-1 here on seeing the ball well. A combined 24 hits over the last game plus. First pitch to Cespedes misses down and away for a ball. It's 1-0. Again, the distance for Mojinski is going to be his issue. I brought it up in his little pregame report that scouts have really said he lacks a big swing and miss pitch. Next pitch is inside. That one nearly clipped Cespedes on the tricep. Count goes to 2-0. He has two strikeouts, and only one of them has been swinging. One walk and a lot of other contact. The 2-0 misses away, and it goes to 3-0 on Cespedes. But he does have a good mix of pitches. He's got a four-pitch offering with a curveball, a slider, a change, and a fastball. His fastball can get up to 98 sometimes. The 3-0, there's a 93-mile-an-hour fastball called for strike middle-middle, and the count to 3-1 on Cespedes. But he just doesn't have that swing and miss stuff, and that can lead to those long at-bats, and that's what Bowie has feasted on all season, the 3-1. Low and away, ball four. Fastball to Cespedes has just missed, and that's the second walk given up by Mojinski this evening. Cespedes has reached in back-to-back games now, and it goes back to the top of the lineup with Jordan Westberg. Westberg is just on such a tear right now. He's collected hits in each of his last four plate appearances, and in five of the last six. See if he can keep it going. First pitch, he takes at it, and it's a curveball low, so Westberg comes up empty. It's nothing and one. Mojinski up to 61 pitches already today. Runner at first, one away here in the top of the fourth inning. 0-1 pitch, Westberg watches fastball miss down, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. It was a double to right field toward the gap for Westberg in the first inning. He scored on Gunnar Henderson's double immediately following. Then he singled to right field in the third, got to third on Henderson's single, and scored on a sac fly by Hudson Haskin. 1-1, bounces in, gets past Sable, rolls all the way to the backstop. Cespedes will not tempt fate like Gunnar Henderson did back in the third inning. He'll go to second base and be content with just that. Second wild pitch of the... Really, that slider of his, it's just got such interesting movement, and it really dies down hard. I think that's why it's so easy for Bowie to lay off of it. It doesn't have a late break. It just stays constantly breaking to the point that you can pick it up early and just not really have to do anything with it. I don't think Bowie has really gone after the slider too much today. Here's the 2-1 to Westberg. Bounced up the middle between the legs of the pitcher. Backhanded by Gonzalez in the hole at second. Sent to first and dug out on a bounce by Aaron Shackelford. Westberg is retired for the first time today, 4-3 on an excellent play on the infield by Gonzalez. Christopher Cespedes advances to third base, and now here's Gunnar Henderson. That breaks up that streak for Westberg of four consecutive plate appearances with a base hit. But now here's Henderson. He's 2-for-2, and a base hit here would add on to Bowie's 3-1 lead. As they play him hard to pull, 46.5% of the time. First pitch, fouled off. Was looking for high fastball, got changeup middle, so he just held on for a piece, and the count starts out at nothing and one. It was an RBI double for Henderson in the first, but he was taken out on a nifty fielder's choice by the shortstop later. The 0-1 served on a hard line out toward right center field and deep. This one sends Gorski running a long way back, and it touches down to one hop the wall. Cespedes scores as Henderson cruises into second with his second double of the day. RBI number 30 for the left-hander, and the Bay Sox make it 4-1 here in the fourth. Well, they made Henderson the strikeout guy, and I don't know what numbers they were looking at to think that that was a good idea. The in-game promotion to say that Henderson should strike out to get McDonald's or something like that? Henderson has one of the lowest strikeout rates on the team and makes some of the best contact. He's already 3-for-3. Here's Hudson Haskin. First pitch is a swing and a miss on a pitch low. Count starts out at nothing and one. And time called. Who called time there? Haskin? Yeah, I think it was Haskin. Here's the next pitch. They called that a ball? Fastball just missed away, I guess. On the TrackMan readout, looked to be on a hearty part of the outside half of the plate to Haskin, but he'll take it. Count evens at one. Haskin a decent lead off of second base. Or Henderson, rather. The 1-1, grounded foul, third base side. Count goes to 1-2. It's Haskin at the plate. I can remember these people from time to time, only having been around them for essentially every waking hour for the past 2 months. Haskin is 0-for-1 on the day. He hit into that fielder's choice that eliminated Henderson in the first, but he had a sacrifice fly in the third that gave Bowie their second run. They now lead 4-1 as the 1-2 is grounded to the left side and under the glove of Leover Peguero into left. Henderson rounds third, comes home to score with a slide, and it's an RBI single for Huddy. The Bay Sox add on another two spot here in the fourth. It's 5-1. Two RBI day for Haskin. His first base hit of the day as he's got hits in three consecutive games now. And Bowie just continues to pile it on against Cameron Majinski. Altoona is just letting him roll right now, though. They've got the bullpen catcher up and in. I don't want to say in costume, but that was the first thing that came to my mind. In uniform, but nobody tossing or even getting warm in the bullpen. It's just Majinski's game right now at already 71 pitches. He faces off against Cesar Prieto here, and the first pitch to the left-hander misses up and away for a ball. It's 1-0. Prieto already on a 2-for-2 day. Pair of singles and a run scored. Next pitch. Prieto watches low and away, and the count goes to 2-0. So Haskin picks up his fifth. Henderson picked up his sixth. That ties the team lead. Joey Ortiz also has six. Well, actually, no, that's second. I completely gloss over Jordan Westberg, who leads the team with nine. That's a Here's the 2-0. Prieto grounds it foul just up the first baseline, barely. Count goes to 2-1. Well, you see, when you got Westberg there, and it's all sorted alphabetically, he's all the way at the bottom, so I skim quickly, and then I see the six that stands out, and then you've got the nine at the bottom. Sometimes I guess I just can't read. 2-1 the count on Prieto. Runner at first, two away. Pitch home. Prieto swings through a fastball. Count goes even at two. That one a little bit inside at 94 miles an hour on the gun from Mojinski. But this has to be his last inning, I'd have to imagine. He's already up to 75 pitches, has allowed 5 runs on 9 hits. Runner at first, two away, a 5-1 game. The 2-2. Poked foul the other way, and the count stays. So that was number 76. Most he's thrown all season is 78. That was when he tossed 5 innings of 3-run ball against Akron at the start of this month. He's already allowed more hits today than he has at any point this season. It's already a career high. Runner goes, pitch is grounded right back to the shortstop. Haskin was able to beat out the tag at second, but the throw from Peguero goes to first anyway, and it beats out Prieto. So it's a 6-3 putout anyway, and the inning is over, but not before Bowie adds on another pair. It's two runs on two hits, no errors, one left on. As we move to the bottom of the fourth here at PNG Field, Bowie leads 5-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Georgia Stadium on Sunday, July 17th. Princesses and Pirates Day at the ballpark. Don your shiniest crown, wear your fanciest slippers or your peg leg and your eye patch as Prince George's Stadium transforms into a fun fairy tale castle and a swashbuckling ballpark. It's also Louie's birthday bash. Many of Louie's mascot friends will be on hand to celebrate what should be just a fantastic day at Prince George's Stadium. That's Sunday, July 17th, so get your tickets now at baysox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Back into the fourth inning here in Altoona as Bowie is pushed ahead to a 5-1 advantage. Drew Rahm is back to work for the Bay Sox. Needed just 9 pitches for a perfect third. Faces Blake Sable to start and fires a changeup for a called strike on the upper inside corner to the left-hander. It's Sable, Gorski, Shackelford. Lefty-righty-lefty due up against the lefty Rahm here in this fourth inning. The 0-1. Swing and a miss right through a fastball high. And the count goes to nothing and two. Bowie has been whacking the ball today. You take Sunday series finale with Erie, and today they've combined for 26 hits over two games, the 0-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Pumped him with a heater up and in, and Sable goes down on 3 pitches. Rahm has retired the last 3 by strikeout. He's up to 5 on the day. Sable has struck out twice today now. Here's Matt Gorski. First pitch home to the right-hander is fouled off back to the screen. Charge into his swing. He takes like a really decent cockback before attacking the zone. It's interesting. Here's the 0-1. Fastball misses down and in. First pitch out of the zone for Drew Rahm in this inning. But remember, he's really working on a hot streak of first pitch strikes. He's now fired 9 consecutive first pitch strikes through this Altoona lineup. He's not shying away. The 1-1. Swinging a high shot out toward right field. Shallow, though. Out toward foul ground dash box against the tarp, and he can't make it. Would have had to have been a bucket catch over the shoulder, but he was keeping his eye on the tarp, and that's more important. Don't want to step on something incorrectly and harm yourself. Goes down as a simple foul, and the count goes to 1-2. There is a right-hander up and warming in the bullpen for Altoona, so it looks to be that the day for Cameron Mojinski is done. He'll be in line for a loss as Rahm is trying to finish out this fourth inning and then maybe hopefully a fifth to see if he can set himself up in line for his third win. The 1-2 to Gorski. Swing and a miss. He got him. Curveball down for Rahm, and he's racked up 4 consecutive strikeouts now. He's up to 6 on the day, and there's 2 gone in the fourth. Oh, this is what Bowie was really hoping for over the last 2 weeks. Just a good run of things falling in place at the same time. As Aaron Shackelford digs in, the first pitch misses just high of fastball. It's 1-0. That's the first pitch ball that Rahm has delivered since Matt Gorski led off the second inning, and we're here in the fourth with 2 outs. The 1-0 misses up and in on Shackelford. The count goes to 2-0. But things working in tandem right now. You go back to Sunday when Antonio Velez fired 5 blanks, his longest scoreless outing of the year, in a 13-2 win, the 2-0. Called strike, a fastball, hits middle-middle, and the count goes to 2-1. On Saturday, Ryan Watson pitched well, 5 strikeouts over 4 innings and a 7-1 buoy win, the 2-1. This one a hard line of Davis Tavares, and one hop off the top of the wall where Tavares picks it on the bounce and zips it back to the infield. That's a double for Aaron Shackelford, his 5th of the season. He's got a two-hit day, but just 4 hits so far for Altoona. That's their first base runner since Matt Frazier singled with 1 out in the 2nd inning. Frazier's up to bat now. He singled up the middle, and if he did that again here, that would probably drive in a run. But it wouldn't be too dastardly, as Bowie still leads 5-1 here in the bottom of the 4th. There is a right-hander warming in the Bowie bullpen now, though. Drew Rahm wants some efficiency here. First pitch, a strike. Got him with a changeup on the upper inside corner. That's another thing that's really been working well for Rahm today, his pitch placement. He's really picked up a lot of called strikes. Here's the 0-1. Called strike. Fastball in the lower outside corner. I feel like that's something that minor league baseball could really implement easily. They have been doing a lot over the past couple of years to add some of the amenities that Major League Baseball has when it comes to stat tracking and, you know, instant access. The 0-2, Frazier lines it up the middle and down for a base hit. This will score a run. Shackelford rounds third and comes home, but they've got the runner a little bit off first, but nobody was covering first, so Frazier can walk back in safely. He draws the RBI single to cut it a little closer. Bowie still leads 5-2, however, here in the 4th. Frazier, a two-hit day. That's his 20th RBI this season. And is that going to be the change? It is. So Drew Rahm, I guess he was on just a little bit higher of a pitch limit. That was his 55th total offering. And Kyle Moore is going to come out and make the switch. So a right-hander out of the bullpen for Bowie. We'll see who it is and get you a little bit about him when we return. Runner at first, 2 away here in the bottom of the 4th inning as Bowie leads 5-2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the way out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
We continue on with the bottom of the 4th inning here at PNG Field in Altoona. It's a Bay Sox pitching change as Jensen Elliott will take over on the mound for Bowie, replacing Drew Rahm. Rahm's day is not done. Runner at first belongs to him, but it will be a no decision for Drew as he only went 3 2/3 innings, gave up 5 hits, and so far he's given up 2 runs. Only one of them was earned. A run in the 1st inning was unearned against the left-hander. He struck out 6, walked 1, threw 55 pitches, 43 of them were for strikes. As Elliott comes in, he faces off against the right-hander Lolo Sanchez to start, hoping for a quick out. First pitch, Sanchez watches fastball away, and the count starts out at 1-0. Jensen Elliott, a 6'6", 231-pound right-hander, 19th-round selection in the 2019 draft from Oklahoma State. Fires the 1-0 to Sanchez, and it's bounced by Cesar Prieto and sent to first in time to end the inning. 4-3 putout closes the line on Rahm. 2 runs, 1 earned. And as we go to the 5th here at PNG Field, it's Bowie 5, Altoona 2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC service technician, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wages, and the best benefits in our industry. Visit our website at steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org. And let's talk about what we can do to help change your life.
Hey, coffee lovers. Know where you'll find the world's freshest cup of coffee? Right here at Royal Farms. Because with our new brewing system, it takes less than a minute to go from selecting the kind of coffee you want to this. Ah, the freshest, most flavorful cup of coffee you can buy is at Royal Farms. So try one. It'll be love at first sip because it's the freshest coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club, sign up now at BaySox.com.
We're on to the fifth inning here at PNG Field in Altoona as the Bay Sox are trying to make it three consecutive wins, riding a 5-2 lead right now. We've got a pitching change for their bullpen to bring out Bear Bellamy. The line on Cameron Majinski is final. He will be the losing pitcher if this score remains, as long as Altoona doesn't tie. Bellamy faces off against Joey Ortiz to start, and the first pitch misses inside for a ball. It's 1-0. It's Ortiz, Roberts, and Dashbach due up here in this inning against the right-hander, 1-0. Ortiz watches fastball in, it's 2-0. Mojinski's line, 4 innings, 9 hits, a career high. He gave up 5 runs all earned with 2 strikeouts and 2 walks, 77 pitches, 47 for strikes. 2-0 to Ortiz, called a strike on a fastball lower outside corner, and the count to 2-1. Bear Bellamy, a 6'3", 220-pound, 25-year-old right-hander, fires the 2-1, and it's grounded to short, backhanded by Leover Paguero, and sent to first, picked at the just edge of the dirt there by Aaron Shackelford, kept it from making a bounce, but he holds on, and it's a 6-3 putout to start the inning. Bellamy from Teays Valley, West Virginia, 28th-round draft selection in 2019 from Wright State. On the season for Altoona, he's made 8 appearances and gone 0-1 with a 10.43 ERA, 14 and two-thirds innings of work, 12 strikeouts, 2 walks. Faces Cody Roberts now and fires a first-pitch fastball called for strike on the bottom edge. It's nothing and one. Bellamy has allowed 8 home runs this year, most in the Altoona bullpen by far. The 0-1 called for strike on the outer edge again, and it's nothing and two. Roberts a 1-for-2 day, singled in the third inning to extend his hitting streak to 3 consecutive games. Also drove in a run with that single, his 18th on the year in just 25 games played with the Bay Sox. Bases empty, one away here in the top of the fifth, the 0-2 pitch. Just nicked foul. Roberts well ahead of a breaking ball, the slider down and away, and the count stays at nothing and two. Bellamy allowed 2 home runs in his debut on April 8th against Harrisburg. That was opening day. Then he's also had a 3 home run game. That came just a week later against the Richmond Flying Squirrels, the 0-2. Just wide, a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. A tough take there from Roberts, but he held strong. And the count goes to a ball and two. As you'd imagine, his name is not actually Bear, the 1-2. Misses low, a changeup, and the count goes even at 2. And I think it's fair to call him Bear. I assume his parents started this one up. Tell you why in a second. As he fires the 2-2 to Roberts, and it's swung on and served on a line out toward right field, backing up Matt Frazier, but he squares it up and makes the catch, probably about 10 feet in front of the warning track, 2 away. So his parents started calling him Bear because he was born with a full head of hair, weighing at 12 pounds and 8 ounces. That is a monster of a baby. Legal name, John Colton Bellamy, goes by Bear. Here's Andrew Dashbach, first pitch, a swinging strike. Fastball in the upper inside corner, it's nothing and one. Dashbach 0-for-2 on the day, struck out looking in the second, grounded out to first base in the third. Bowie ahead 5-2 in the fifth. The 0-1 fastball misses wide, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. So Bellamy spent a lot of time in West Virginia, eventually drafted by the Pirates in the 28th round from Wright State. Dashbach pops it up behind home plate. Sable sheds the mask, throws it away, and makes the catch with his toes on the warning track to end the inning. Three up, three down, frame out of the bullpen for Bear Bellamy. And as we go to the bottom of the fifth, halfway home here at PNG Field, it's Bowie 5, Altoona 2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. That's right, it's Dynamite Night at Prince George's Stadium on Friday, July 15th. Meet legendary actor and comedian Jimmy J.J. Walker, star of the 1970s hit Good Times, with a special VIP meet-and-greet package available. That's Friday, July 15th for Dynamite Night with Jimmy J.J. Walker at Prince George's Stadium. So head to BaySox.com right now to get your tickets and learn more.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers. Teams stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit RadSmile.com today and book your free consult. That's RADSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Back into the fifth inning here at PNG Field in Altoona. It's a 5-2 Bowie lead. Jensen Elliott back to work, faced off against just one batter and only needed two pitches to retire him in the fourth. First pitch home, though, bounces in. Cody Roberts lets it skip by him. Got to let the ball boy get to that at some point. Where is the ball boy? The umpire had to go get it. I'm not sure the ball boy must have been worrying about some sort of bat somewhere. I'm not sure. It doesn't matter. 1-0 to start on Brent Sitta, who struck out swinging in the second inning. Elliott kicks and fires the next. It's a curveball, misses inside for a ball. It's 2-0. Elliott, that tall 6'6 frame, can really come at you from a high angle. Comes set back at the ear. Next pitch, a swing and a cracked bat bounced over to third. Barehanded by Henderson. He has to hesitate to fire and can't get it there in time. Andrew Dashbach had to leap and pull the ball in front of him. I think it was a bit of a double clutch there on the bare hand by Henderson. Didn't get a full grip on the first chance. So it's a leadoff single for Brent Sitta. He's now hit safely in five consecutive games for the curve. Has gotten the leadoff man aboard already once today. It was the first batter of the first inning, Jared Triolo, who's up to bat now. He scored one of Altoona's two runs. First pitch, Triolo grounds it off of his ankle, foul. He rolls over on himself, then rolls in a barrel roll over home plate into the other batter's box and now hops up and circles out on foul ground. He looks like he's okay. The athletic trainer for Altoona is up at the top step. That's Victor Silva. He's just kind of staring at him, seeing if he'll call him over. But it doesn't look like that's going to be the case. They're just letting Triolo take an extended breather. Cody Roberts using this as an opportunity to go chat very quickly with Jensen Elliott, as that pitch was a fastball low. Want to make sure that they can stay ahead of Triolo. But the count starts out, though, at nothing and one. That's the first pitch strike for Jensen Elliott so far today, just on his third batter. Winning pitcher up for grabs at this point after Drew Rahm only finished 3 2/3 innings. With Bowie ahead 5-2, will go to a reliever. Here's the 0-1, swing and a miss. Fastball hits middle, and the count goes to nothing and two. Elliott on the season for Bowie, five appearances with a 1-0 mark and a 4.97 ERA, 12 2/3 innings. Has not walked a batter, struck out seven. Pickoff throw back to first, no tag. Throw was a little bit onto the left side of Andrew Dashbach, where his glove is, so that's helpful, but you want to get it low and on the right side so he can try and apply the quick tag. Elliott is coming off of an inning in two-thirds against Erie, his only appearance in the series. Gave up a run on two hits. Here's a line drive left field base hit. Triolo's got a two-hit day as Altoona opens with singles here in the fifth inning. One to third, one to left, and now it goes to Nick Gonzalez. Well, he's got a good choice of walk-up songs. Sunflower by Post Malone. Could go into a long tirade about how that soundtrack from Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is great. First pitch is ripped foul up the first base line. That's why I shouldn't go into a long monologue about Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, because there's baseball happening right now. But the count starts out at nothing and one on Nick Gonzalez. He's 0-for-1 on the day. Struck out swinging in the third, walked in the first, but got taken out on a double play. The Bay Sox would like to turn one now. Gonzalez has hit into one this season, but he's more of a fly ball hitter. Here's the 0-1. Curveball misses inside from Elliott, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Yeah, Gonzalez, a ground out to fly out ratio of 0.7. Back-to-back singles to open this bottom of the fifth. One by Brent Sitta to third, and one by Jared Triolo to left. Has them at first and second, the 1-1. Breaking ball slides too far down and away, and the count goes to 2-1. Bowie ahead 5-2 here in the fifth. As Elliott looks back, runner at second, and fires the 2-1. It's checked on, but the pitch is low. Count to 3-1. First three-ball count from Elliott today. Well, the Bay Sox are trying to win their third consecutive game. They have not done that since April 22nd, when they rattled off four consecutive wins against Akron to start the series. The 3-1, swing and a miss. Fastball low on the hitter's count. Good pitcher's pitch there by Elliott. And the count fills on Gonzalez. He's hitting 136 this season on full counts. Strikes out 45% of the time, walks 37% of the time. The payoff. Swinging a slow roller over to third, could be two. Stepping on third, Henderson sent to first, and it's not in time. That was close. But they get the lead runner, and that's what matters most on that weakly hit ball. It was only 67 off the bat. So Sitta is retired, five unassisted on the choice. Triolo to second base, and Gonzalez moves to first. So now a double play did hit into one in the first inning. It was the second one he'd hit into all year. He struck out swinging in the third as well. Big opportunity for Elliott to work around those early singles. First pitch, swing and a miss. Late attack on a curveball away, and the count starts out at nothing and one. Well, Peguero came in with a 10-game hitting streak, but he is just not looking like himself early. And now what is this? It looks like Nick Gonzalez has a bit of an injury. The athletic trainer, Victor Silva, is coming out. Kyron Madison, the manager for Altoona, after that pitch, had just started walking across the infield. And they're inspecting something with Nick Gonzalez. I'm not sure if it's his hand. And they're walking him back to the dugout. Are they going to bring out a pinch runner, or are they just going to look at something over in foul ground? You know, they're bringing out a pinch runner. It'll be Andres Alvarez. I'm not sure what happened. That was just such a quick hook for the right-hander. But he's out, and Alvarez takes over. Well, we hope he's okay. That much we can be confident about. Putting in the well wishes. So now Alvarez goes to second or to first base. He's actually a bit of a speedy fella. Has attempted six steals this season and successful in all of them. But with a runner at second, that's really not in the cards right now. Would be helpful, though, with the double play being needed for Bowie. Takes a hefty lead off of first base. Here's the 0-1 to Peguero. Swing and a miss on another curveball down. Back-to-back whiffs there, even throughout the lengthy pause in play. And it's suddenly nothing and two. Elliott would gladly take a strikeout and then maybe work for a quick ground out and avoid the need for a double play. The 0-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Pagero just went after three straight curveballs. The first one worked. Elliott decided to try it again. The second one worked. He said, why not? And Pagero never learned his lesson. That's the first strike for Bowie pitching. And now it goes to Blake Sable. Again, now the double play is out of the equation. You don't have to worry about that speed from Andres Alvarez at first base. You get a good ground ball, you just send it to really any of the bases, the best one to your availability. First pitch is slowly grounded to the pitcher. Elliott gloves, sends it to first, and it throws away. That skips into the seats, so play will stop. Everyone will get one extra base. And that actually might help Bowie a little bit as Elliott commits his first error. Because Jared Triolo scores. Andres Alvarez probably could have scored with his speed if that one bounced off the wall and into right field. So it's 5-3. Bowie still ahead. So Sable reaches on the E1. He's at second base now. And Alvarez is at third. First pitch to Matt Gorski. Misses away for a ball. It's 1-0. So with two outs, that run is unearned. Anything from this point on is unearned against Elliott, but it's still a two-run game. You need to be careful. The 1-0. Called a strike on a fastball. Hits the bottom end of the zone, and the count goes even at one. Especially with tying run in scoring position right now. Matt Gorski, only 1-for-4 with runners in scoring position this season. Remember just his sixth game. He is 0-for-2 today. Next pitch. Misses wide, a fastball, and the count to 2-1. Bowie ahead, 5-3 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. They have been making progress, but Altoona has been chipping away every chance they get. The 2-1 to Gorski. Curveball nearly gets him. He had to bail out of the way of that one. It didn't break. Count goes to 3-1. Hitters count, and Elliott needs the strike here. Infield plays deep, the 3-1, away ball 4. Base is loaded for Aaron Schachtwalk, given up by Jensen Elliott. Second of the day for Bowie pitching. And here comes Josh Conway to have a quick chat. Big chance to tell you about our partners at On the Green. On the Green Incorporated is celebrating 25 years of providing custom lawn care and pest control programs, guaranteed results for residential and commercial lawns. Remember that. They can turn your sand lot into lush, beautiful, ballpark-style greens. Mention that you heard this ad on the Bay Sox broadcast, and you'll receive a discount on your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. You head online to On the Green Inc. That's onthegreeninc.com or give them a call at 410-695-0444. Bay Sox ahead 5-3 here in the bottom of the fifth inning, but Altoona threatening. They've got tying run in scoring position, go-ahead run on base, as they've just been nicking across Jensen Elliott so far. Infield single by Brett Sitta, single to left field by Jared Triolo. Fielder's choice to keep runners at first and second, a strikeout, and then a throwing error by the pitcher. Then a walk, and now Aaron Shackelford with the bases loaded. First pitch, called a strike on a fastball low and in. Count starts out at nothing and one. And you need to be careful with Shackelford. He's 2-for-2 with a double to right field in the fourth inning and a run scored. Next pitch. Misses down. And the count goes even at one. This is Shackelford's first plate appearance with the bases loaded this season. They play him hard to pull. The 1-1. Misses wide. And the count goes to 2-2. Shackelford has pulled it already today, has also hit it up the middle, and he pulls it almost 50% of the time. Altoona doesn't have a grand slam this year, as this next pitch is popped up to shallow left, should end the inning. Does Cespedes see it? A shoulder high, and the inning is over. An unearned run brought across the board for Jensen Elliott, but he strands the bases loaded, including the tying run at second. We're on to the sixth here at PNG Field in Altoona. It's Bowie 5, Altoona 3. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
It's not baseball season without fireworks, and you can always count on the biggest and best at Prince George's Stadium. There's no better way to cap off a fun evening at the ballpark than a spectacular fireworks show. And the Bay Sox have got you covered this season with 16 different shows to choose from. So get your tickets now at BaySox.com. Only two chances to catch fireworks in June on the 17th and 18th against the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. Hope to see you there.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Sixth inning here at PNG Field as Bowie leads 5-3. Davis Tavares will lead off for the Bay Sox. It's 8-9 and 1 due up. In the first pitch home from Bear Bellamy is called a strike on the bottom edge of the zone to the right-hander. Next pitch home from the speedy Bellamy misses high a fastball. Count goes even at 1. Tuna here in this half inning. Nick Gonzalez was replaced by Andres Alvarez as a pinch runner with an apparent injury in the fifth. And Alvarez is at second, replacing Gonzalez. Here's a grounder to short. Leover Peguero gloves it on the backhand to a knee, but stands up and zips it to first. A little high, but picked by Aaron Shackelford for the putout. 6-3, and that's how things get started here in the sixth. Davis Tavares is 0-3 to start out his Double-A career. Here's Christopher Cespedes, walked and scored in the fourth inning. Bases empty, one away here in the top of the sixth. First pitch home from Bellamy, inside, nearly clipped him on the tricep. Cespedes spun out of the way of that one. Well, that's the difference. If a Hudson Haskin is in the box for that one, he just takes it. That's why Haskin leads the team with 9 hit by pitches, the 1-0. Misses inside. That one much closer. Looked like it could have gone for a called strike, but instead it's 2-0. Here's the next pitch from Bellamy. Swinging a pop-up up the ladder on the infield. Second baseman Alvarez calls for it and makes the catch. Two away. Shade covering most of the field now. A little bit of sunlight has streaked its way through some of the gaps into left. And the left field corner is still pretty much covered in sun. That Skyliner roller coaster out and right does have a little bit of sunlight on it. I don't think it's been open today. I think I saw one of the go-karts at that adventure park and out past right field going. First pitch to Jordan Westberg, grounded to third. Gloved by Triolo at the chin, sent to first, and it's there in time for a 5-3 putout. That was a fast 1-2-3 inning for Bear Bellamy. 7 pitches to set down the Bay Sox in order. Bottom of the sixth coming up here in Altoona. It's Bowie 5, Altoona 3. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and fresh Farms new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Bottom of the sixth inning here in Altoona, a 5-3 Bowie lead. The Bay Sox have gone into their bullpen for the second time tonight and pulled out Noah DeNoyer to take things over for Jensen Elliott, who ran into a bit of trouble in the fifth inning at a very lengthy frame, his first and only full inning of relief. Matt Frazier, the first batter in the left-hander, takes a hearty swing and a miss and a curveball down. Count opens up at nothing and one. It's Frazier, Lolo Sanchez, and Brent Sitta two up here in this half inning for Altoona as Bowie leads by two. Here's the 1-0. Frazier takes inside a fastball, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. So the lead tossed 1 1/3 innings, gave up two hits and one unearned run. The Bay Sox have allowed two unearned runs today. Next pitch to Frazier misses away. The video board says 3-0, but it's 2-1. He definitely swung and missed at the first pitch. The 2-1, served in left center field and down for a base hit. That doesn't matter what the count is as it rolls all the way to the wall. Frazier turns the corner at first as it's dug out in center field. He's on to second base with his ninth double of the season and a three-hit day for the experienced Eastern Leaguer. Tying run to the plate in Lolo Sanchez. Wrapping up the line on Elliott, he struck out one batter and walked one batter. He threw 27 pitches, 15 were for strikes. And now it turns to DeNoyer. He's got that very quick tempo of his. 6'5", 225-pound right-hander. Minor league free agent signed in 2019 by the Orioles. Right-hander on right-hander with Sanchez. First pitch home. He squares, pulls back, and it's called a strike on a changeup lower outside corner. He tried to run it up the line and just couldn't get there properly. Count opens up at nothing and one. DeNoyer on the season with Bowie has made three appearances, has an 0-1 record with a 3.27 ERA in 11 total innings, 13 strikeouts, 3 walks. Runner goes, the 0-1 is popped up behind home. Roberts sheds the mask, but he'll watch it get onto the first level of seats, probably about 5-6 rows back as the count goes to nothing and two. DeNoyer has struck out 13 batters, walked 3. He has allowed 3 home runs this season. He's coming off of one of his best outings of the year, however. His longest scoreless performance in his third appearance, he tossed 4 blanks, giving up just 1 hit to Erie, striking out a season's high 7 batters. Should say a season's high with Bowie 7 batters. He struck out 8 batters at one point when he was pitching with High A Aberdeen, and he walked only 2. Well, Cody Roberts is out to the dish to have a quick chat as they tried to put the hit and run on with a runner at second base. You, of course, want to be careful with the calls that you're making. Reminds me of something that I had heard a little bit earlier this season. And while listening to Washington Nationals broadcast yesterday before making the trip up here, I was reminded of it. That new pitch comm system and what's happening now. I think Cesar Prieto lost his contact. Something. He's holding at his eye. The second baseman just kind of has his head down, and now the athletic trainer, Lindsey Birchfield, is coming out to chat. Oh, that'll let me talk about the point that I was trying to make really, really quickly. I was listening to the Nationals broadcast just yesterday, and they were talking about that pitch comm system that a handful of major league teams are starting to adopt now. And it was really surprising to a handful of folks, and some of the conversations that I've had with pitchers here at this level is that it was even more surprising that they were so adamant, Major League Baseball, on instituting these more heavy-handed pitch clock rules, which, in all honesty, have been the right rules to implement. They have drastically improved the pace of game and the time of game, and it's made the overall product better. But a lot of these pitchers that I've spoken with have noted how odd it is that this pitch comm system just went straight to the majors. There was no testing, no opportunity for the minors to get a handle on it, just right to the majors, and that's it. And the majors are the only ones that have it. so interesting to me. Prieto must have his new contact in as we set for the 0-2 pitch to Lolo Sanchez. It's on its way, and it just misses away a fastball. Count goes to 1-2. So it looks like that was actually a nosebleed. I got to get my eyes checked. Maybe my contacts are messed up. Here's the 1-2. Fastball misses down and away this time on Sanchez, and the count goes even at 2. Sanchez 0-for-2 on the day, flew out to center field. Back in the second inning, grounded out to second in the fourth. Runner at second, nobody out here in a 5-3 Bowie lead, bottom of the sixth. Pops it foul behind home plate. That one gets up to the highest level here at PNG Field. They've got two bowl sections, an upper bowl and a lower bowl, an upper level separated by stairs, and then the upper level is actually separated into two more sections. So in essence, there's kind of three little bowl levels. The middle one is the smallest, the 2-2. Curveball in there for strike three. Got him with a hanger on the outside edge, and Sanchez just watched it sail on through. You could tell Denoyer was really trying to hit those throughout the plate appearance. That's what led to the early two balls, but he finally got it to hit just on the edge of the zone for a called strike three. First strikeout for Denoyer, eighth overall for Bowie pitching, and that's the first out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And now here comes Lindsey Birchfield again. Prieto looks like he's having another nosebleed. So Lindsey Birchfield is out there. At this point, looks like she's just taking the towel to him, maybe stuffing a tissue up there or whatever she can do to try and stop it, because there's not really much she can do, at least from my rudimentary medical experience. Prieto looks like he's okay. And Birchfield hustles back across the line to the Bay Sox dugout. And Prieto checking his nose again quickly to see if he's all right. That's never fun. Personally, I've probably only had one or two nosebleeds in my entire life, and I can't even recall the exact specifics around them, so I know it's not fun. And to have it in a situation like this, I feel for Prieto. Here's Brent Sitta, the number 9 batter. First pitch, Denoyer fires a changeup called for strike in the upper inside corner. Count opens up at nothing and one. Well, it really seems like Bowie pitchers have been working with confidence a little bit lately, too. And that's something that Kyle Moore really spoke to here today. He said he was just placing his pitches so well, working confidently with the sequencing he was using. The 0-1 is fouled off right side, out toward the corner in that inflatable kids park that they have here at PNG Field. A couple of similar inflatables to what's at Prince George's Stadium, but they have a giant slide. The Bay Sox don't have that, but of course Bowie has the trademark carousel. Denoyer looks for back-to-back Ks. The 0-2 misses down and away, smothered by Roberts, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Sitta had a very softly hit single to the third baseman back in the fifth inning. It was a little cue shot. I think it cracked his bat just based on the sound. And Gunnar Henderson still almost threw him out. Runner at second, one away. Denoyer sets. Fires the 1-2. Swung on and served on a line into center and down for a base hit. Haskin gloves. The wave is sent home. The throw is just late. RBI single for Brent Sitta. Makes it a one-run game. Bowie ahead 5-4. Well, it's such a deep outfield here at PNG Field that there's not really much you can do if you're playing even at a moderate depth. And that's exactly what happened there as Sitta drove in his 13th run of the season. Hudson Askin was playing just deep enough that it wasn't really much of a chance for him to get it home. Back to the top of the lineup now with tying run at first base and one away. Jared Triolo will open it. He's singled twice and he's scored twice. Both runs have been unearned. First pitch, fouled off behind the net. Nothing and one to start. That's another dastardly bit for Bowie. They're not that really of a Rocky team when it comes to their work in the field. They're not the best in the Eastern League when it comes to fielding, but they're top half, the 0-1. Line to third and gloved by Henderson. Goes back to first for the twin killing and couldn't get him in to try and get Brent Sitta sliding back in. The fact that Henderson even got it close is commendable. Softly hit liner is the second out of the inning. And now here's Andres Alvarez for his first plate appearance of the day. Remember, Alvarez replaced Nick Gonzalez, who left the game with an apparent injury after reaching on a fielder's choice in the fifth inning. He's hitting .277 this year with 8 homers and 16 runs driven in. First pitch. Fastball, a beauty. Hits the top half of the zone at 93 miles an hour for a called strike. It's nothing and one. Runner at first, two away here in the bottom of the sixth, a 5-4 Bowie lead. Pickoff throw back to first. It's a very slim lead for Sitta, and he walks back in. Not even a tag from Andrew Dashbach. We'll wait on the 0-1 pitch to Alvarez. Altoona has eclipsed Erie's hit total. Erie Bowie's hit total. Here's the 0-1. This is inside, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. They've spread their hits out a lot more, and most of them have been on the bottom of the lineup. 7 of the 9 hits for Altoona have been from the 6 through 9 batters. The other two, Jared Triolo at the 1. Here's a fly ball out toward shallow right. Long run in for Tavares. Will he get there? He will. Almost overran it. Makes the catch at the forehead. So the inning is over. Altoona does inch one more across. A leadoff double for Matt Frazier and an RBI single by Brett Sitta. One run, two hits, no errors, one left. We're on to the seventh here in Altoona. It's Bowie 5, Altoona 4. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Plumbers.org. That's Local5Plumbers.org.
Nitro Circus is back with an all-new tour coming to Prince George's Stadium on Sunday, June 5th. Fueled by new athletes, new tricks, and the craziest contraptions, the Good, Bad, and Rad Tour presented by A-Shop marries the sketchy, scary, and cringeworthy dangers of big air action sports to the hilarious comedy of Nitro's lunatic daredevils who risk their lives to send it. Bowie, it's going down at Prince George's Stadium on Sunday, June 5th. Tickets as low as $35 are on sale now at Baysox.com.
Well, it's a special Bay Sox Live Happy Hour on Thursday, July 14th at Prince George's Stadium. Along with the usual live music and beer specials from 5 to 6:30, it's also Margaritaville Night out at the ballpark. Get your flip-flops, salt shakers, and Hawaiian t-shirts ready to celebrate cruise culture with Margaritaville Night, sponsored by Bud Light. That's Thursday, July 14th at Prince George's Stadium, so get your tickets now at Baysox.com. Well, Bowie really looking for some insurance now as they led 5-2 at one point. Altoona has inched it closer to 5-4. Gunnar Henderson will lead off here as we move to the seventh at PNG Field and watches a first pitch changeup miss low. 1-0 to start as Henderson's rocking a 3-for-3 day at the plate. Two doubles, two runs driven in, one scored. Here's the 1-0 from Bellamy. Called a strike on the outside edge and the count goes even at 1-1. Henderson, along with pretty much everyone else on the Bowie roster, does not have a four-hit day this season. Next pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. As a matter of fact, there's only one four-hit day logged among the entire offensive streaks for Bowie this year, and it's J.D. Mundy. The 2-1 grounded to first, backhanded by Shackelford. He has to underhand the pitcher covering, and Bellamy just barely taps on the bag in time. Beats Henderson by a step. 3-1 put out is how the seventh inning gets started. Yeah, Mundy has the only four-hit Sox have combined for 17. You can make it now 18 three-hit games when you include Henderson, but only one four-hit game by J.D. Mundy came back on April 15th against Akron. Here's Hudson Haskin, first pitch, served out toward deep right field. This one sends Frazier on the run. He curls around it on the warning track, and only about 5 feet in front of the wall, he pulls it down. 382 feet away, 385 feet to get to that wall, and Haskin flies out. Bay Sox went down in order in the fifth and in the sixth against Bellamy. He's retired eight straight. Here's Cesar Prieto. First pitch, grounded to the left side, past the glove of the third baseman and under Pagaro's glove at short into left field for a base hit. Can I get some words out today? Oh, goodness. You can get up at 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock even, to make the drive up here to People's Natural Gas Field, get yourself set up, and can't even do your job right sometimes. It's a three-hit day for Cesar Prieto, his first at AA, and that's an insurance run aboard. Now with two outs, you're in the top of the seventh inning for Joey Ortiz. Ortiz, an 0-for-2 day, grounded out to short his last time up, and the first pitch home is a fastball called for strike on the outer edge. It's nothing and one. Looks like Altoona might start to get a little bit of action in their bullpen soon. But with the way Bellamy's been tossing, there's really no need for it. At least not yet. The 0-1 pitch. Ortiz watches a called strike again. Fastball hits middle-middle, and it's nothing and two. There's a lot of little intricacies that Bellamy has in his setup. He kicks a little bit of dirt out from that front leg. Just dangles the throwing arm itself while he holds ball and glove. Takes a bit of a half squat when he comes set. Now he fires the 0-2, and it's a fastball that misses high. All the while, he's taking quick little darting glances over at first base as he deals with Cesar Prieto, the first runner that's been against him all day. Tease grounds it hard to third, holding on it is Triolo. Thought about going the short way, but instead goes to first and gets it there. 5-3 putout ends the inning. The Bay Sox finally get a runner against Bear Bellamy, but can't do anything with it. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. It's stretch time here at PNG Field in Altoona. As we stretch, it's Bowie 5, Altoona 4. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care program for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Well, it's the most special day of the year at Prince George's Stadium, and it comes your way Friday, July 29th. It's the 23rd Navy Night, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union. Join the United States Naval Academy Class of 2026 and take in the Bay Sox as they face off against on Friday, July 29th, and first pitch is scheduled for 7:05 with some fantastic post-game fireworks. The 23rd Annual Navy Night at Prince George's Stadium. So get your tickets now at BaySox.com.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
At Lumina South, we want you to feel your best.
This summer, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
Bay Sox are back home for their only full homestand in the month of June on Tuesday, June 14th. It's six games, make that seven games in 6 days against the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. The Bay Sox inherited a game from Binghamton when they made the trip up to Marabito Stadium back in April. So they'll play seven games at Prince George's Stadium in June, and it features two different fireworks days, Friday, June 17th, and Saturday, June 18th, part of Mother and Son Night Out and the Roberto Clemente and Latin Baseball Celebration. An exciting week of ball at Prince George's Stadium starting Tuesday, June 14th. Get your tickets at BaySox.com. We're on to the bottom of the seventh here at PNG Field in Altoona. As Noah DeNoyer continues to work, he fires the first pitch home to Leover Peguero, and it misses up and in for a ball, 1-0. 5-4 Bowie leads, a game that was 5-2 at one point, as the next pitch is swung on and missed away for a strike. It's 1-1. Peguero's last time up against Jensen Elliott, 1-1. This one flared out toward right center field, running into Tavares, and he closes the gap to make the play. An 0-for-4 day for Leover Peguero. That's a rarity for him. If Bay Sox pitching works efficiently the rest of the way, then Peguero could see his 10-game hit streak come to a close. Here's Blake Sable. A little bit of pull in on the left-hander, and the first pitch home is a fastball that misses low from Noah DeNoyer. Count starts out at 1-0. He's really been mixing and matching with the first pitch balls and first pitch strikes. He started out with six consecutive first-pitch strikes. He's a grounded to third. Henderson picks it in the shortstop position as the shift was on. Sends it to first in time for the 5-3 putout, and quickly two gone. Now here's Gorski. Righty on righty, first pitch, Gorski watches fastball miss wide, 1-0 to start. 0-for-2 day for Gorski, grounded out to third in the second, struck out swinging in the fourth, walked in the fifth. Here's the 1-0. Called a strike, change up on the lower inside corner, count goes even at one. Bowie ahead 5-4 here in the bottom of the seventh inning, 10 hits for the Bay Sox, 9 for Altoona, 2 errors, both belong to Bowie, the 1-1. Flared foul right side, up to the second deck, hits off a seat back and goes down to the first deck. Count quickly to 1-2. So DeNoyer was definitely moving a little slowly in that second inning, or his first inning, I should say, the sixth, but now he's got that quick rhythm as the 1-2 is swung on and missed for strike three. Bumped the high fastball, and DeNoyer didn't even let Gorski catch his breath. That's what works so well for Noah DeNoyer. He works so far ahead of these opposing batters and sets them down quickly with innings like that. Three up, three down, go the curve in the seventh. We go to the eighth. Bowie ahead 5-4. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Back in 2022, and registration is open now. Three sessions this summer led by Orioles Hall of Famer and former Rookie of the Year Al Bumbrey, along with former Bay Sox outfielder Stephen Bumbrey. Kids will take part in in-depth on-field instruction and go head-to-head in camp-wide games at Prince George's Stadium. All campers get a free Bay Sox hat and a ticket to a Bay Sox game of their choice. Space is limited, so head to BaySoxShop.com and reserve your spot at a Bay Sox Youth Baseball Camp today.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning, and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print. not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Out of the eighth inning here in Altoona, a one-run lead for Bowie as the Curve dip into their bullpen for the second time today. Noe Toribio is the one pulled out. Right-hander will face off against 6, 7, and 8 in the Bay Sox lineup. Bear Bellamy is done, and it was an excellent long relief outing for him. Three scoreless innings. He gave up just one hit. Didn't strike anybody out or walk anybody, but, I mean, hey, pitched scoreless. Cody Roberts leads off, and the first pitch home is a fastball from Toribio, called strike on the bottom edge of the zone. It's nothing and one. If I can find him here, a 6'2", a 194-pound, 22-year-old right-hander fires the pitch home, and it's flared out to left field and down for a base hit by Roberts. He's got a two-hit day. That's his fifth multi-hit game this season. And another leadoff base runner for Bowie. They did that a lot at the start of the game. Two of the first three innings, they had leadoff base hits. Both were by Jordan Westberg, but they hadn't done it since. Now Roberts gets it going, as Bowie is really trying to get some insurance right now. They'd been struggling as Altoona had inched closer and closer. They've put on the last three runs in this game, cut it from 5-2 to 5-4. Make that 5-1 to 5-4. Here's Andrew Dashbach, first pitch, swinging strike, curveball down. Count starts out at nothing and one. Toribio, an international free agent pickup in 2016. He's from Santiago in the Dominican. Apologies on that one. Pickoff throw back to first. It's close, but not in time. Toribio has made 10 appearances with Altoona. He's gone 3-1 with a 1.86 ERA. Really, I feel like he might have put together all he can at this level. He pitched here last year and pitched well then, the 0-1. Half swing by Dashbach. Home plate umpire says he went around. Count to nothing and two. But a 1.86 ERA in 10 outings in 29 innings for a reliever, those are excellent numbers. And that's not even it. 38 strikeouts in 29 innings for Noe Toribio. 8 walks, 2 home runs allowed. He deserves a shot with Indianapolis at this point. Runner at first, nobody out. 0-2 pitch to Dashbach. Half swing. Breaking ball down. They appeal on this one, and he didn't go around. Count goes to a ball and two strikes. Andrew 0-for-3 on the day. Struck out looking in the second. Grounded out to first in the third, and then popped out to the catcher in foul territory in the fifth. Runner at first. Nobody out here in the top of the eighth inning. 1-2 pitch. Dashbach grounds it slowly to third. Not fast enough to go for two. Triolo gloves it and sends it to first to retire Dashbach 5-3. Roberts advances to second, so as Bowie is still hurting for the insurance right now, Davis Tavares will step in. If he can pick up his first double-A hit, that might be the insurance that Bowie is hoping for. Nobody warming in the bullpen for Bowie, and really, they don't need anyone. Noah DeNoyer came out and just picked apart Altoona in the bottom of the seventh. Didn't work to a two-ball count on anyone. Retired the side. First pitch to Tavares is fouled off the top of the screen. Ticks off of it and rolls into the stands. Count opens up at nothing and one. Tavares 0-for-3. He's hit it on the ground all three times. Once to the pitcher and twice to the shortstop. Here's the 0-1. Misses away a fastball and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Toribio's always had a decent mix. And like I said, he's worked with this organization for quite some time. He's second year in Altoona. This one grounded to the right side, picked by Alvarez on the run, and he tosses it easily to first. Another productive out, though. Tavares sending it the other way. That allows Roberts to advance to third base. And now if Cespedes can pick up the base hit, I know I said that earlier. If Cespedes can pick up the base hit, then it would drive in the run. But now even a soft base hit, something easy, would be just enough. If he hit it even hard enough, sometimes you hit a ball so hard, an outfielder gloves it so quickly, you can't score a run from second. First pitch, Cespedes tried to check his swing, but couldn't. He went around. Count starts out at nothing and one on a changeup down and away. And Toribio spent all of 2021 with the Curve. Just made 14 appearances, though. Next pitch, Cespedes watches fastball just miss inside at 92. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. He signed at 16 years old for $100,000. Here's the 1-1 to Cespedes. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down, and the count goes even. Or count goes to a ball and two strikes, rather. Well, it was an interesting note for a long time that the Bay Sox didn't have a player born descent to start the season. You could count Joey Ortiz, but he's from California. Here's the 1-2 to Cespedes. Half swing and a pitch away. He didn't go. Pulled back just in time on the changeup, but Cespedes really looking indecisive on a lot of the pitches that have come his way in this plate appearance. Count evens at 2. But now the Bay Sox do have a handful. Prieto, Cespedes, Davis, Tavares. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Curveball down. And Cespedes is down on strikes. First strikeout for Noe Toribio. Just the third overall for Altoona pitching. And the Bay Sox stranded insurance run at third. We move to the bottom of the eighth here in Altoona. It's Bowie 5, Altoona 4. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
From bug bites to burns, fevers to flu, and bruises to broken bones, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Well, it's Dynamite Night at Prince George's Stadium on Friday, July 15th. Special guest appearance by star of good times, Jimmy J.J. Walker. You can meet him with a special VIP meet-and-greet package at baysox.com to learn more about purchasing that package. That's July 15th. We move on to the bottom of the eighth here at PNG Field in Altoona as Noah DeNoyer gets back to work. He fires a first pitch low to Aaron Shackelford, 1-0 to start against the left-hander. Next pitch. Curveball called for strike on the bottom edge. It's 1-1. I see Taron Vavra has started his rehab outing with High A Aberdeen. Just had a double. See how that keeps going for him. The 1-1. Grounded slowly. First base side foul. Count starts out at 1-2 here on Shackelford, who's riding a 2-for-3 day with a double and a run scored. I said it. That first inning for DeNoyer out of the pen, the 6th, it was definitely a lot slower than his usual pacing. But now he's back into that rhythm that he is... Well, already drawn eyes for the 1-2. Misses up and in a fastball. Count goes even at 2. Because if you keep track of that pitch clock, it's a good barometer for it. He's usually firing within about 2-3 seconds of when he comes onto the rubber, the 2-2. Swing and a line drive shot right field. That's down for a base hit. Picked on a couple of bounces by Tavares and sent back to the infield. Shackelford is content with a single on a 3-hit day. That's a leadoff base hit for Altoona and a tying run aboard with nobody out in the eighth as Matt Frazier comes in on his own 3-hit day. Righty on lefty. First 3-hit day for Aaron Shackelford this season. Matt Frazier has one other. First pitch home, misses high for a ball. It's 1-0. Frazier singled in the second. And again in the fourth, he was stranded both times, but he drove in a run in the fourth inning. Doubled and scored in the sixth inning. Here's the 1-0. Fastball called a strike on the outside edge. Count goes even at 1. Eighth inning. There is a left-hander warming in the bullpen for Altoona. But again, at the rate that Noah Denoyer works, he does have four innings under his belt already with Bowie this season. Pickoff throw back to first, no tag. At the pace that Denoyer is going, he can finish this game for Bowie. He would probably be the winning pitcher if he can finish it. Here's the 1-1. Bunt popped up behind home and out of play. Frazier tried to surprise that square, and it didn't pay off. Count goes to 1-2. Play a little bit to pull, looking for the twin killing. The 1-2 pitch, grounded foul, first base side. Frazier has hit into four double plays this season, while he is still more of a fly ball hitter. Bowie ahead 5-4 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Altoona has scored each of the last three runs, however. Bay Sox led 5-1 at one point, thanks to an early run in the first. Consecutive doubles from Jordan Westberg and Gunnar Henderson to start the game. Then two runs in the third on a sack fly by Hudson Haskin and an RBI single by Cody Roberts. And then an RBI double by Henderson again in the fourth and an RBI single by Haskin in that same frame. Denoyer sets. The 1-2 to Frazier is swung on and missed for strike three. Got him with the fastball that sent him down to an E as Frazier tried to crank it and still couldn't contact that one up and in. Big time strikeout there for Denoyer, his third on the day. First time that Frazier has been retired this evening. Now here's Lolo Sanchez. Third base plays in. As the first pitch to the right-hander is a curveball that just misses inside barely. Looked like it could have hit on the readout from TrackMan, and the count starts out at 1-0. Gunnar Henderson will still play in the feet away from the actual base. Secondary lead is the 1-0 is driven in toward shallow center. More of a pop-up on the left side of the infield. Westberg sees it, and he gloves it. That one looked like it could have gone farther, but Sanchez just got so far under it, it threw me off. I was caught by the runner taking off. Shackelford returns to first base. Now here's Brent Sitta. Again, that's a tying run still at first base, so you can't be too careful. First pitch, Sitta swings through it. Now he got a piece, but it hits off the mask of Cody Roberts. Count starts out at nothing and one on that high changeup. And while you can't be too careful, Denoyer is still just constantly attacking the zone. 42 pitches so far, 28 of them have gone for strikes. Here's the 0-1. Check swing, pitch in the dirt. Roberts lost it for just a second. They appeal, and they say that he went on the check. Roberts wasn't concerned about asking for it. He was more concerned about the ball that had just fallen between his legs. He didn't want to lose it. But the home plate umpire, Thomas Fornarola, asked for the appeal, and the first base umpire called it a strike. That's a big boon for Noah Denoyer. Sets up an 0-2 count. We'll see if Shackelford tries to take off again. But Sitta quickly calls for time. And this is what happens a lot of the times when Denoyer is pitching. He has that quick rhythm that batters are just left scrambling and they have to step out sometimes. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Pumped a changeup down and Sitta had no choice. That's a quick strikeout on three pitches for Denoyer and it strands the leadoff single at first. We're on to the ninth here at PNG Field in Altoona as Bowie holds on to a 5-4 lead. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
There's plenty going on at Prince George's Stadium on Saturday, July 30th. It's the Island Luau night at the ballpark as the Bay Sox battle the Altoona Curve, live performances, and more. But that's not all. It's also Maryland's worst car show. Do you own a clunker, a piece of junk on wheels? Well, here's your chance to show it off. Again, that's all on Saturday, July 30th. So head to BaySox.com to purchase tickets and find out more about registering for Maryland's worst car show. Hope to see you there.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
On to the ninth inning here at BNG Field. Bowie trying to make it three consecutive wins for the first time since mid-April as they hold on to a 5-4 lead with Gunnar Henderson, Hudson Haskin, due up, and the leadoff man Jordan Westberg to start. New pitcher on the mound for Altoona as the first pitch to Westberg is fouled off left side, nothing in one. Tyler Samaniego takes over, his first appearance with the curve, just added to the roster only about 2-3 hours ago. Here's the 0-1 to Westberg. Misses high, a fastball, and the count goes even at one. The line on Noe Toribio is closed. He tossed one inning, gave up a hit, no runs. Struck out one batter, didn't walk anyone. That's high, nearly clipped him. Count goes to 2 balls and a strike. But it makes way for Samaniego, a 6'4", 205-pound, 23-year-old lefty from Huntsville, Alabama. 15th round selection in 2021 from South Alabama. He fires the next home, and it's a fastball low that misses for ball. Here's the 3-1. High bouncer over towards short, running in Peguero. He gloves it at the chin and rips it to first. Great speed by Peguero. He covers so much ground at the shortstop position. Pirates really like a lot out of him, and I can see why. One away, here's Gunnar Henderson. Lefty on lefty, Henderson only batting 161 against fellow southpaws this season. First pitch. Called a strike in the upper outside corner. It's nothing and one. Henderson started the day 3-for-3, a pair of doubles, a pair of runs driven in, one scored. He grounded out to first base his last time up in the seventh, and he pokes this one to third. Triolo almost overran it, gloves it while kind of turned backwards and sends it to first for the 5-3 putout. Henderson quickly retired. And now here's Hudson Haskin. Samaniego has actually never pitched at two different levels in his career, or two different levels in the same season, I should say. He spent all of 2021 with single-A Bradenton, only made 5 appearances after getting drafted in 2021. Here's Hudson Haskin, first pitch misses up and away for a ball. It's 1-0. And then he started this season in the bullpen for High-A Greensboro and really made a case for himself. 14 appearances out of the pen, 4 saves, as Haskin lost this one foul right side. Count evens at a ball and a strike. 17 innings of work. He allowed 1 earned run. That's it. He did walk 11 batters, but only 1 earned run. That's a 0.53 ERA. Outstanding. Here's the 1-1. Fouled off back to the screen by Haskin. The count to 1-2. In the top of the ninth, it looks like it'll be Noah DeNoyer to try and finish it out for Bowie. He'd most likely be the winning pitcher if he can get it done, but he faces off against the top of the Altoona lineup when we get to the bottom of the frame. Hudson Haskin, 1-for-3 on the day. Does have 2 runs driven in on a sac fly and a single. The 1-2. Fouled off back to the screen again. 96-mile-an-hour fastball, middle-middle. Haskin could only get a chunk of it. That's what Samaniego is working with right now. Very good stuff. The 1-2. Inside a slider. Count goes even at 2. And that's one of the things that a lot of these pitchers will run into problems with when they make the jump up to Double-A. If their breaking stuff moves much too wildly that guys like Hudson Haskin, Gunnar Henderson can lay off, then it leads to walks. The 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. But if you got a 96-mile-an-hour fastball that you can locate well, you're good for now. Three up, three down for Tyler Samaniego to start his Double-A career. And as we go to the bottom of the ninth here at PNG Field in Altoona, the Bay Sox need three outs to make it three straight wins. Bowie leads 5-4. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service, and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year, and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at baysox.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online.com.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org. And let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
Bottom of the ninth inning here at PNG Field in Altoona. A 5-4 Bowie lead as they try to make it three consecutive wins. Noah Denoyer fires the first pitch to Jared Triolo, and it misses down and away for a ball. A changeup, next offering. Popped foul right side. This one will get out of play, and it's suddenly 1-1. Triolo, Alvarez, Peguero due up for Altoona here in this half inning as Bowie leads 5-4. 1-1 pitch. Triolo fouls it off again. That fastball sent him to a knee as the ball rolled over and bounced off of the railing of the Altoona dugout. Count as a ball and two strikes now. Denoyer will probably be the winning pitcher if he can finish this one out, but needs to hold Altoona scoreless to get it done. He's allowed one run. It came in the sixth inning, his first frame. The 1-2 bounces in. Triolo checked his swing. They appeal on it, but they didn't really need to. That's a ball easily. Roberts didn't even ask for the appeal. It was the home plate umpire that did. But it runs the count even at 2. That was just assurance, just in case, because it would have been a drop third strike. You got to make sure you go quickly. The 2-2 misses away a fastball, and the count fills. Triolo hitting .333 on full counts this season. Has an even strikeout and walk rate on full counts, 28.6%. Bases empty, nobody out in the bottom of the ninth. The 3-2. Misses low, a check swing, and he didn't go around. So the tying run is aboard here in the bottom of the ninth with nobody out on the first walk. Third overall by Bay Sox pitching. And the Bay Sox get Shelton Perkins up and moving in the bullpen. Perkins has actually had fantastic numbers this season against inherited runners, so he might be a good draw if Denoyer gets into trouble. Here's Andres Alvarez. First pitch, misses up and in. 1-0 to start. Alvarez 0-for-1 after coming in as a replacement in the fifth inning. He flew out to right field in the sixth. Third base plays in. Gunnar Henderson has 1 foot on the infield grass in front of the baseline. Denoyer sets. The 1-0 pitch, curveball, a beauty. Called for strike on the bottom edge. It's 1-1. Well, Bowie has had a very unfortunate streak from their pitching staff that they're hoping to break right now. But if it extends, it would end the game. I'll tell you about it in a second as the 1-1 comes in, and it's skied out toward left center field. Haskins sees it. He reads it. He camps under it, and he makes the catch. Runner feigns the tag at first. Triolo stays, but it's a fly out to center for the first out of the inning. Bay Sox pitching has allowed at least one home run in 12 consecutive games. They've not allowed a home run yet today. But with tying run on first, winning run at the plate, you let one up, that extends the streak and then ends the game. Leover Peguero riding an 0-for-4 day, trying to extend a seasons-long 10-game hit streak. He flew out to right field his last time up. He has 4 home runs this season. First pitch, swing and a miss. Right through a changeup low. Count starts out at nothing and one. Peguero has had an awful time picking up the off-speed from Bowie pitching today. He has only seen one pitch out of the zone. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss, high fastball. It's quickly nothing and two. He hit into a double play on the first pitch he saw in the first, struck out on 3 pitches in the third, and then again in the fifth. And then flew runner at first, one away. The 0-2 pitch misses high. Roberts thought about the back pick, but couldn't make the transfer. Ball fell out of his glove, and he just had to casually retrieve it at the edge of the batting circle. It runs the count to 1-2 after that fastball from Denoyer. He's up to 56 pitches. Runner stays put. The 1-2 is grounded to short. This could do it. Gloved by Westberg. Underhanded to Prieto. On to Dashbach, and it's there. The Bowie Bay Sox are winners once again. Their third consecutive win this evening as they take down the Altoona Curve 5-4. A thrilling win for Bowie as Altoona, oh boy, did they make it a close one, scoring each of the last 3 runs to cut it from a 5-1 lead to a 5-4 lead. But Bowie holds on as Noah Denoyer works the double play to end the game. We'll step aside here from PNG Field, and when we come back, we bring you Bay Sox postgame, a fun one tonight in Altoona. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-464-4865 or heading online to baysox.com.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This summer, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Center or one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
It's now time for the Bowie Bay Sox post-game show. Let's head back to the ballpark with Matt Savanas.
Well, that was a good one tonight here at PNG Field. A little tense, a little rocky at points, but the Bowie Bay Sox are winners once again as they take down Altoona to start this 6-game series. A 5-4 final this evening from PNG Field. Matt Sabatis with you from the ballpark in Altoona. We'll walk you through this game in depth, get you some highlights on replay, and then look around the rest of the Eastern League and the Orioles organization as a whole, see how some of the other squads are faring up today. But let's go ahead and recap this one. It was a fun one for Bowie and a great tense win to really just get a little bit of that confidence back too, that they can hold on for a big win like this. Let's go all the way back in time. 6:03 p.m., first pitch came home from Cameron Majinski to Jordan Westberg. Westberg watched it high for a ball and eventually ran the count to 2-2. He doubled to right field, already extending his hit streak to 6 consecutive games, a season's high, and ties the longest for a Bay Sox player this season at 6 games. He'll try to set a new mark tomorrow and go for 7, but it set up a big opportunity for Gunnar Henderson immediately afterwards to give Bowie the lead. First pitch home is grounded up the middle, a base hit into center field. Westberg off on contact. He'll round third and come home to score. Henderson trying to stretch it to two. The throw is a... So Henderson would drive it in as Westberg would score from second base. He would try to get to third, but when Hudson Haskin hit a soft grounder to the shortstop, Henderson actually got caught in a quick pickle. It was a good play by Leover Peguero to eliminate that lead runner. Bowie would only manage one run in that first inning. In the bottom of the first, as Drew Rom picked up his second start since returning from the injured list, he gave up a leadoff single to Jared Triolo. Triolo advanced to second on a wild pitch, and when Cody Roberts tried to catch him, Triolo would move to third base on the error and eventually score after a walk and Leover Peguero grounding into a double play. First pitch home. Peguero bounces it over to short. This will tie the game, but at turn two, Westberg underhands to Prieto and sends it on to Dashbach for the twin killing. But the run scored by Triolo knots us up at one. No RBI for Peguero as he hits into his second double play of the season. But it's 1-1 here in the first. As it turns out, that would be the closest Altoona could really get it. As the game moved on to the second inning, the Bay Sox went down in order against Cameron Majinski. And Drew Rom was able to dance out of a jam in the second after a pair of one-out singles. Lolo Sanchez flew out to center field, and Brent Sitta struck out swinging. On to the third inning, Jordan Westberg continued a strong day when he singled to right field to start out 2-for-2. Then Gunnar Henderson followed with a single of himself, just matching Westberg toe-for-toe. That put Westberg to third base and set up Hudson Haskin for a sacrifice fly to give Bowie the lead. Cesar Prieto singled, and that pushed Henderson actually got thrown out trying to advance in a wild pitch. Forgot about that one. A ball that skipped away from the catcher, Blake Sable, got all the way to the backstop, and he couldn't find it for a minute. Henderson tried to go from first all the way to third, but was thrown out 2-5. So Cesar Prieto singled with two outs and nobody on, but advanced to second on a walk by Joey Ortiz, and that set up this key two-out hit from Cody Roberts. Ojinski sets and looks back, runner at second, Prieto, the 1-0. This one served up the middle and into center for a base hit. Prieto gets the wave around from Kyle Moore. The throw comes in, and it's just late. RBI single for Cody Roberts, and the base Sox add one on. It's 3-1 Bowie. A little bit of padding was helpful for the Bay Sox, and it made things a little bit easier for Drew Rom to work efficiently in the third, because second time through the lineup, Altoona was already starting to get a little antsy. Jared Triolo grounded right back to the pitcher on the first pitch of the frame, and then Rom worked back-to-back punch-outs. Rom looks for back-to-back Ks. The 0-2. Got him! Swing and a miss on a high fastball. Rom picks up a pair in a perfect third inning. As the game moved on to the fourth inning, the Bay Sox would get it rolling once again. The frame, he would finish 0-for-4 in his Double-A debut. Christopher Cespedes drew a walk and advanced to second on a wild pitch, setting up Gunnar Henderson to continue what was an excellent day at the plate. But he was taken out on a nifty fielder's choice by the shortstop later. The 0-1 served on a hard line out toward right center field and deep. This one sends Gorski running a long way back, and it touches down to one hop the wall. Cespedes scores as Henderson cruises into second with his second double of the day. RBI number 30 for the left-hander, and the Bay Sox make it 4-1 here in the fourth. As it turns out, Bowie would need just every single one of these runs that they poured on over the first four innings. Hudson Haskins in the top of the fourth would turn out to be the most pivotal of them all. That gave Bowie their second run. They now lead 4-1 as the 1-2 is grounded to the left side and under the glove of Leover Peguero into left. Henderson rounds third, comes home to score with a slide, and it's an RBI single for Huddy. The Bay Sox add on another two spot here in the fourth. It's 5-1. Bowie put on two runs in the third and then again in the fourth thanks to Haskin in that RBI single. As the game moved into the bottom of the fourth, Drew Rom continued to work quickly, struck out the first two batters of the frame before giving up a double to Aaron Shackelford, and that's when Rom finally hit his wall and his pitch limit when he faced off against Matt Frazier. You know, instant access. The 0-2, Frazier lines it up the middle and down for a base hit. This will score a run. Shackelford rounds third and comes home, but they've got the runner a little bit off first, but nobody was covering first, so Frazier can walk back in safely. He draws the RBI single to cut it a little closer. Bowie still leads 5-2, however, here in the fourth. It would still get a little closer than that, because that base hit knocked Drew Rom out of the game and replaced him with Jensen Elliott. Elliott got a quick ground out to end the fourth, but in the fifth, after a pair of leadoff singles, one on the infield and one to left field, Nick Gonzalez hit into a fielder's choice that eliminated the lead runner. Elliott picked up a quick strikeout of Leover Peguero and looked like he could get out of the jam. Runners at first and second, and now two outs, but Elliott, he kind of hurt himself here. To your availability, first pitch is slowly grounded to the pitcher. Elliott gloves, that skips into the seats, so play will stop. Everyone will get one extra base. And that actually might help Bowie a little bit as Elliott commits his first error, because Jared Triolo scores. Andres Alvarez probably could have scored with his speed if that one bounced off the wall and into right field. So it's 5-3, Bowie still ahead. And we didn't know it at the time, but that error, the way it was committed, actually probably helped Bowie, because I said it on the broadcast, if you heard, Jensen Elliott, if that error had bounced off of the tarp or off of a wall and stayed in play, Andres Alvarez could have scored. He wouldn't have been held at third, because Elliott eventually stranded the bases loaded, including Alvarez, to keep it a two-run game. And as the game moved into the bottom of the sixth, Altoona would attack again. Noah DeNoyer took over on the mound. Matt Frazier led off with a double. And after a quick strikeout of Lolo Sanchez, Brett Sitta brought it as close as Altoona could get it. Fires the 1-2. Swung on and served on a line into center and down for a base hit. Haskin gloves. The wave is sent home. The throw is just late. RBI single for Brent Sitta makes it a one-run game. Bowie ahead 5-4. As it would turn out, though, that would be the last we saw of either offense. After Mojinski left for Altoona in the fourth inning, Bear Bellamy took over for the fifth, and he nearly pitched three perfect frames. He started 8-up, 8-down before giving up a two-out single to Cesar Prieto in the seventh, but it was all contact for Bellamy. That was what was most interesting. He faced 10 batters, and all 10 batters put the ball into play. No strikeouts, no walks. Noe Toribio pitched a scoreless eighth inning, did give up a leadoff single, but stranded that runner eventually at third. And Tyler Samanego, don't want to get those mixed up, made his double-A debut with a perfect ninth inning. Noah DeNoyer, after giving up that run in the sixth inning, hurled a perfect seventh on just seven pitches, did give up a leadoff single in the eighth, but stranded that runner in first. And well, the first batter of the bottom of the ninth inning, a tying run, he's had really no issue working around it and getting Leover Peguero to hit into another double play. Runner stays put. The 1-2 is grounded to short. This could do it. Gloved by Westberg. Underhanded to Prieto. On to Dashbuck, and it's there. The Bowie Bay Sox are winners once again. Their third consecutive win this evening as they take down the Altoona Curve 5-4. So there's your final. Bowie scores 5 runs on 11 hits with 2 errors. They left on 7. Altoona scores 4 runs on 10 hits with no errors. They left on 8. The Bay Sox have hit 28 hits, collected 28 hits over the last two games. Jensen Elliott is the winning pitcher. He moves to 2-0 on the season for Bowie. Cameron Majinski is the losing pitcher. He falls to 0-3. Noah DeNoyer picks up the rare 4-inning save. It's his first of the season. Game was played in 2 hours and 26 minutes in front of a paid attendance here at People's Natural Gas Field of 2,900 on the nose. With the win, Bowie moves to 17-27 on the season, a 3-game winning streak for the Bay Sox, and their first 3-game winning streak since they won the first 4 of their series with Akron from April 19th to April 22nd. The Bay Sox are now 6-12 when playing on the road. With the loss, Altoona falls to 22-24. Their losing streak extends to 3 consecutive games, as the Curve are now 11-11 when playing in front of their home crowds here at PNG Field. Two sides back at it tomorrow for another 6 o'clock first pitch. Every single game in this series slated to start at 6 o'clock. It'll be Zach Peak versus Mike Burrows. We'll get you a little more information on them and tomorrow's game in a little bit, but for now, we step aside. When we come back, we'll walk you through the Eastern League and look around the Orioles organization as well. You're listening to Bay Sox Postgame, a big 5-4 winner tonight at PNG Field. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options right here in the D.C. area. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit RadSmile.com today and book your free consult. That's RADSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
It's a very special day at Prince George's Stadium on Saturday, June 18th that you don't want to miss. The Roberto Clemente and Latin Baseball Celebration, sponsored by Chesapeake Employers Insurance. Fans that get to the game will have a chance to bid on game-worn Bay Sox jerseys, with all proceeds going to benefit the Clemente Foundation. Again, don't miss out on your chance to own a piece of Bay Sox history on Saturday, June 18th with the Roberto Clemente and Latin Baseball Celebration, and you can get your tickets now at baysox.com.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Well, we're back one final time here from Prince George's Stadium for Bay Sox postgame. No, we're not at Prince George's Stadium. We were there for two straight weeks. We're at PNG Field right now in Altoona. It's still Bay Sox postgame, though. That stays the same. A 5-4 win for Bowie tonight, extending their win streak to three consecutive games. First time this month that they've been able to rattle off three straight, and it's a good way to close out the month of May, too. As we continue on with the postgame coverage, let's take a look around the Eastern League, see how some of the other teams are faring today. They all got going just a little bit later than Bowie did, so plenty of games are still in action, and there is one game closed, but that was a day game. Erie and Harrisburg got going at 11:05 this morning, and Erie, well, they woke up on the right side of the bed, or I guess you could say Harrisburg pitching woke up on the wrong side of the bed, because Erie poured on seven runs in the second. They put on two more in the fifth, and then again in the eighth, eventually taking down Harrisburg 11-3. Rest of the league still in action right now. New Hampshire and Portland pouring it on late after New Hampshire was holding on to a 1-0 lead into the eighth inning. Portland put on four runs in the eighth to take a three-run advantage, but New Hampshire has now tied it in the bottom of the eighth. They have a go-ahead run at second base with two outs over at Delta Dental Stadium. That should be a fun one, tied at four. Richmond and Akron playing it close as the Ducks have one final chance to maybe try and walk off in the bottom of the ninth at Canal Park. Richmond, after falling behind 2-0 in the first, tied the game in the third, took the lead in the fifth, and they lead 3-2 in the bottom of the ninth. And then it's Hartford blanking Reading right now, 4-0 at the moment. They put on one run in the first and then two in the second, one in the sixth, while Reading is held to just three hits. There was one game in the Eastern League on Memorial Day. Binghamton and Somerset played a rare Monday game, and they have today off to compensate. It was all Rumble Ponies, four runs in the first and then again in the third, three more in the fourth, while Somerset was held to just two runs, a 13-2 final to kick off that series up at Morabito Stadium. Around the Orioles organization, it's been a tough day for Norfolk. They've given up a consistent attack to Jacksonville. D.L. Hall has given up a couple of runs in that outing. Eight so far, though, for the Jumbo Shrimp. Not all of them against Hall, but that's what they have so far. 8-2, Jacksonville leads after six innings over at Harbor Park. Delmarva having a tough time handling Myrtle Beach. Three runs in the second inning for the Cubs affiliate there, as Myrtle Beach leads the Shorebirds 4-2 after six over in South Carolina. And it was an early lead for the Yankees affiliate, Hudson Valley, over Aberdeen, but you really can't ever count out that Ironbirds team. One of the best records in minor league baseball. I think it is still the best record in all of the minor leagues. Hudson Valley took an early 2-0 lead, but two runs in the fourth for Aberdeen tied the game, and two more runs in the fifth give them the 4-2 advantage as they're in the bottom of the sixth out in Aberdeen. So that's how it's always going to be for Bowie. While they get reinforcements later on, they can build the momentum now and then get that key run toward the second half of the season. But again, the score that we care about most on this production is that of Bowie's, and boy, did they put together a fun one today. A 5-4 win over Altoona to kick off a six-game series. Two sides back at it again tomorrow. Again, a 6 o'clock first pitch. All six games this week will be at 6 o'clock, so don't really have to set your watch to anything different. As Zach Peak will get the nod for Bowie, an 0-2 record with a 4.82 ERA. Will probably be something similar to what we saw today from Drew Rahm, as Peak was on a pitch limit last time. He faces off against right-hander Mike Burrows, who sports a 3-0 record and a 1.90 ERA. Again, that's 6 o'clock, which means a DCA Imaging Systems pregame show show of 5:40. If you've got the time, hope you stop on by to join us. But again, one final time this evening from PNG Field, this is Matt Sabata saying thank you for joining as Bowie takes down Altoona 5-4 for their third consecutive win. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. We hope you enjoyed today's game and join us next time for another exciting broadcast coming up soon. This has been a presentation of the Bowie Bay Sox.